Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome. It is Tuesday, the 29th day of June 2010, and we're going to be live here for the next 4 hours. We have Birgitta Jonsdottir, member of the Icelandic Parliament, joining us. She is the spokesperson now for WikiLeaks, and the founder of WikiLeaks, who's been in hiding for the last month, with MSNBC reporting that there may be hit teams out there trying to kill him. The Pentagon admits they do have a worldwide manhunt out for him. And there's been new information out from this gentleman today through Birgitta Jonsdottir. So you can bet the government operatives, the spooks, are going to be listening today. New information from him that he's going to stay under deep cover, that they are after him big time. And, of course, Daniel Ellsberg of the Pentagon Papers has also reported that he had a hit team that's been declassified trying to hunt him down and kill him right after he leaked some of the information because he had more. So this is going to be a very informative update with Birgitta Jonsdottir joining us with new developments, and I'll be able to squeeze as much info as I can out of her, as we're all extremely interested in this case affects the free press worldwide. She's also moving with legislation, well, it's actually passed to the parliament, to make it a free speech system over there, and a zone for the internet to be free, and as a command base to have a node of internet freedom to the rest of the world. So that's very, very exciting. This is the type of free speech zone we need, not one that limits speech, but one that is a fortress for liberty. So she'll be joining us coming up in the third hour. And then Larry Becraft, constitutional lawyer. He's won before the Supreme Court and other major courts of the land. And he's not into patriot mythology, but he is a patriot. He covers the facts, and I really trust his opinion. He'll be joining us to talk about Elena Kagan. Now, in the last few months, I've read her quotes about how the government can disappear speech that is politically incorrect and how the Second Amendment is not an individual right. But there's a video that's the number one video on YouTube, number one political video right now, of her, because the U.S. Supreme Court, when she was Solicitor General, only allows audio of some of the hearings and never video. And there's audio of her pleading before the Supreme Court and arguing that books can be banned. Now, this will probably mean she gets confirmed even faster. But she spins it as if, well, we do have that on the books. We can ban books, but we're not exercising that. Oh, really? This has gotten some attention in major newspapers. Bruce Shore was watching a C-SPAN event last year and saw a senator talk about cutting off his unemployment benefits, and Mr. Shore sent an email saying, "Are you kidding? Are you insane?" That's a quote. "I will starve to death." And for calling them insane or asking, that is seen as, under the federal law, that is seen as annoying, and so it's a felony, and he's been indicted and is facing federal felonies. Now, the government said, though, "Oh, well, we've had this on the books since 1996, and this is the first time they're using it." That's the point. Bill Clinton signed an executive order in 1994. It's in my film, America Destroyed by Design, 1997, is when I released that, where it said they're going to take blood at checkpoints, blood at DMVs to get driver's license, you know, drug testing to get unemployment. Just the government wants in your body. And just now they're starting to propose it in England and some parts of the U.S. Just now they're letting you know they took your baby's blood at birth. Yeah, we need to look at what's on the books. Why would they pass a law that they can ban books and then only want to use it later? You know, I don't use a gun at my house every day, but it's there. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action. tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Let me tell you a little bit about one of our great sponsors, HomeGain.com. This is the place to get you started buying or selling a home, finding a realtor, and getting any real estate questions answered. Go to HomeGain.com and see what I'm talking about. All you need to do is type in your home address, and you will get an instant free estimate of your home's value online. This is a great way to be able to monitor the value of your home. And again, it's absolutely free. There are tons of tools to help you. For instance, if you want to remodel your home, go to HomeGain.com. Use their Home Sale Maximizer to help you determine which home improvements can most increase your home's value before you put it on the market. For 10 years, these folks have been helping home sellers and buyers. Visit their link at Infowars.com. Look for Max, the orange Home Gain Gorilla, to help you with any real estate needs you might have. You'll love this site. It's HomeGain.com. HomeGain.com. Check them out today. Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
All right, we'll take you to Iceland coming up in about 2 hours. The latest on the WikiLeaks situation and how this affects the press worldwide. And what are these new videos and documents they're saying they're going to be releasing? It's got the Pentagon so upset they reportedly got death squads out there looking for the founder of WikiLeaks. Well, we'll go inside WikiLeaks through their spokesperson, Brigitte Jones-Dottier, coming up in the third hour. Then Larry Becraft, constitutional scholar and lawyer, constitutional lawyer, will be joining us to talk about Elena Kagan. Now, I'm going to open the phones up throughout the broadcast today. And I want to get your take specifically on some of the news I'm going to mention. But I would also ask callers that you can talk about whatever issue you want briefly. But then I want you to tell me something profound. What do you think the meaning of life is? What do you think is most important in this world? What is your philosophy if you had to sum up life? I mean, life is amazing. Look at the human heart. It beats from the time you're conceived right up until the time you die. One piece of equipment, our greatest science, can't even begin to mimic it. Or the unbelievable complexity of a blood cell, or a brain cell, a neuron. Think about how otherworldly it is, how we're on the middle of this beautiful planet, hurtling through space around the sun, deep in the cosmos, and there's all of this creation around us, and we don't even really notice it. We just go on about our business. sunsets and thunderstorms and the wind and the forest and flowers and little birds outside your window making a nest in the tree, baby squirrels, cottontails running around in the park at night. I mean, there's just so much beauty, so much good in the world, so much innocence. Children are so filled with wonder and creativity and that spark of creation. And this corporate system, this plastic, manufactured, dehumanized web is pulled up over our faces, over our psyches, over our souls, and we're just enveloped by the unreal, enveloped by the petty, enveloped by artificial social stratas. And we take for granted all the majesty that goes on around us. Well, I don't take it for granted. I am stunned and staggered every day to be outside in God's creation. I am stunned and staggered by the incredible technological developments that mankind has seen. I mean, you go back 6,000 years ago, there were a handful of human settlements where agrarian farming societies had come together for mutual defense and industry. And mathematics and language and medicine was then developed. And then we started dealing with the problem of predatory government. Predatory government. Where people had come together for defense and they built little walled cities, and sometimes you had a good king and sometimes you had a bad king, and there were scientific elites who hoarded their knowledge and used their understanding, not just of mathematics and language and medicine and the stars and agriculture, but also their knowledge of how humans behaved and how they could manipulate fellow humans. And so it took humankind eons to pull themselves up to the point of no longer being hunter-gatherers, small bands on the edge of starvation, fighting off wild beast by night, scrabbling around the barren landscape by day, trying to eke out an existence, eons to come to the point of the small agrarian town, and then the fortress, and then the region, and the city-state, and then the countries and empires. And all in the last 100 years, we've seen Max Planck and others develop the theory of nuclei, of the atom. And from that knowledge, we've seen men like Albert Einstein developed the expanded calculations, and German scientists to give us the atomic bomb and atomic power. Think of it. Man's mind in 1900, Max Planck, 1900, developed the equations that with precision calculated how to create a chain reaction. Other scientists by 1934 had developed specific blueprints for nuclear reactors and had brought them, both American, German scientists, Jewish scientists, and others, had all basically simultaneously, that's the way it always works, at certain developmental levels in humanity, there's enough facts, enough information, enough daydreaming going on, enough belief that we can build something or manifest it, that simultaneously in three different countries, men developed detailed plans by 1934 to build nuclear reactors, and by 1939, it had officially been split. The atom had been split in Germany by German scientists, and it turns out it had been done before in the United States and other countries, but it had been brought to the scientists, the higher-up academics, and brought to the governments and brought to industry, and they couldn't even understand it or believe it, even though top physicists were telling them that theoretically the mathematics shows that this is what is going to happen. 1939, they finally made the academics who were in an old way of thinking understand, and when they physically split the atom. And here we are, 60 plus years ago, 70 years. Think about that. 70 years later, 71 years later, 39 to 2010. Here we are, and the military-industrial complex, the different corporate combines, they have been dumping unlimited trillions. Over $250 billion was spent in 1940s money to give you the A-bomb. That's the equivalent of, what, $10 trillion or so today? I was trying to do the calculations this morning. It's in the trillions. That's the type of stuff I'm thinking about. Because I know that with the genetic engineering, they, for at least 5 years, admit that they have new genetic life forms that have over 100 different plants, animals, and insects in them. Do you have any idea how dangerous that is? The genetic chain reactions that all of the mathematics shows has already begun and already started, and how it will then affect other organisms that will then have mutations that will affect other organisms, and that mathematically it shows that there will be a disaster caused by what's already been done. It just takes time in genetics through the replication process, that all the genetics that this planet has known for millions of years is now being irrevocably violated and changed, and the people doing it admit that they know it has a great possibility of disaster, and there's tens of thousands of these things going on simultaneously, and so that it's a mathematical certainty it's going to cause global meltdowns and crises, and they don't care. Now, does American Idol matter, or does your waistline matter when you understand that information? Any of you that have children, how can you care about looking cool at church or some new business deal you're hoping to get so you can have a larger big screen television or take your wife to a better resort? There is no future if you don't make this the priority to realize just how serious this world is and how good this world is and how valuable it is. It's important to become informed. It's important to be involved. It's important to be part of the decision-making process as a species. It is vital to our survival that we have a true global debate about where this planet is going. Because the people that made the decision in the last 100 years on the course of civilization, whether it's right or wrong, for the sake of debate, I'll just say whether it's right or wrong, have made the decision that we are a disease, the majority of us, and must be eradicated, and they state it everywhere publicly, and the public is so weak-minded, most of them can't even look at the information because it's in a textbook or because it's in a globalist Davos, Switzerland meeting video cast. They just out of hand say it can't be true because they come face to face with something so big, so monstrous, so real. This is a group of elites that believe they are ascendant. They believe they are a different species from us. They believe that they are in power because they are the best. And they believe we are a disease killing the earth and that we are going to be removed. And everything we've seen up until this point is just the testing of soft kill weapons, the refining of covert agents. They've been seeing how many of us they can give degenerative diseases, how many of us they can kill covertly. They've been testing the medical establishment to see if low-level people can ever do their own research and discover what's happening and if they'll have the political will to stand up and say no. And there has been that political will by the majority of EPA and FDA scientists coming out and saying sodium fluoride causes bone cancer, brain damage, and reductions in fertility, and you know this, why are you doing it? They've been doing that for a decade, and the government just says we're not stopping. In fact, we're not going to put one part per million in the water. We're going to put 900 parts per million in most of the refined foods you're eating. I didn't even know that till yesterday. I did some research. I sent an email and found out it always gets 100 times worse than I even knew. They are just poisoning everything, ladies and gentlemen. And, I mean, are they right? Are you so cowardly and dumb and stupid that you can't even face what they're doing to you openly to try to stop it? They say you deserve it.
What if your local grocery store was suddenly closed?
What if?
What if a crisis of world events caused anarchy?
What if?
The time to prepare yourself and your family for what if is now. For 1 week only, Ready Made Resources offers all GCN listeners 25% off of all Mountain House case lots.
And that includes free shipping.
Go to readymaderesources.com. See the variety of our quality Mountain House foods in a wide selection for every taste. Mountain House foods have a 25-year shelf life and are easy to prepare. Just add water for great tasting snacks or meals.
Yes, there is a catch.
This 25% off of case lots only lasts through June 30th. Hurry, go to readymaderesources.com or call 1-800-627-3809 and mention GCN to get 25% off per case of Mountain House Foods with free shipping. That's 800-627-3809 or go to readymaderesources.com.
Hurry, sale ends June 30th.
Good day, Jim Newcomer with Midas Resources, June 29th, 2010. Gold opened this morning at $1,235.90. A 1 ounce gold coin could be purchased for $1,268.78, $634.39 for a half ounce, or $317.19 for the quarter ounce. That's $1,268.78, $634.39, or $317.19.
Making the right decision is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or worse, depression? Many investors are turning to gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold. Discussing costs, benefits, risks, the book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold can be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, this book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
The question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand?
What have we got? A republic or a monarchy?
A republic
is based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
Not democracy, not mob rule, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land? They think they own our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
You have been warned.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so excited to be able to offer you, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the info war. Don't Tread on Me. Order it at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139 and support independent, patriotic Liberty Films.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Specifically, what do you think the meaning of life is? Is humanity, is decency, is goodness worth fighting for? I mean, do some of you out there think I'm making up how dire our straits are, how real all this is? The globalists are openly saying they're preparing to strike Iran. That will undoubtedly lead to terror attacks going on nationwide, many of which will be staged as a pretext to make trillions more on no-bid weapons contracts in the next decade, trillions on domestic police state takeovers, Oh, yeah, they spent $1.2 billion just on 3 days at the G20. Again, they fund our destruction with our money. That's a huge payout to them. They are openly giving the Federal Reserve complete power over the entire economy to accelerate the robbing and looting, and they admit in the Washington Post it's at least $600 trillion in derivatives these criminals created, but they say that's a good thing. Now suddenly they're all over the news going, oh yes, the MMR shot is massively increasing children having seizures. It's good. Oh yes, your powdered eggs that you get at a fast food restaurant, 900 parts per million. And it goes on in the medical report to say this causes many adults and children to throw up. And then that's when people are going, yeah, when I eat powdered eggs, I get a stomach ache. Never knew why. 900 parts per million. Bread can have 100 parts per million. One part per million in major studies causes a 10 to 20 point IQ reduction, depending on which study you look at, over a decade if children drink it. I mean, one part per million is devastating cumulative poison. 900 parts per million? It's in everything. Look at people. They look poisoned. Even if they're in good shape and exercising, people look poisoned. They're poisoning us. I mean, I can't even dislike thuggish police anymore. I can't dislike out-of-control tyrants, you know, mid-level anymore, because I realize they're just slaves, too. They're being poisoned. They're being killed. They have no idea. Yesterday, Steve Watson wrote an article about people at the G20, peaceful protesters singing Canada, O Canada, the national anthem, peacefully on a street corner, and the police charged them and at full speed and knock men, women, and children down and beat them in the head with batons and then march around on power trips beating their shields with their batons. And the headline, it's here in my stack, dealt with the fact that snatch and grabs are happening there. I had G20 people on, G20 reporters, and yesterday I was saying, at least you're not having unmarked cars pull up with plainclothes people grabbing people and putting them in vans like happened at the G20 in Pittsburgh. And they said, oh, no, that's happening, Alex. And then I got off the air and noticed that Steve Watson had posted a PrisonPlanet.com article with video after video. And even the London Guardian, which normally supports the police state, you know, it's pro-establishment, said one of their reporters was just off the street completely and in front of other witnesses, other newspapers reported, because the reporters were all together, that they beat the guy and beat him, and he was begging, saying why, and the cops were just laughing, beating him and punching him in the stomach and saying, stand him up, and then just beat. Well, you know what? See, those mindless cops in a mob, shark-like feeding frenzy of blood and destruction, there is the egghead scientist type that enjoys raw domination as well, but they do it coldly, quietly. They're 1,000 miles away when you're eating those powdered eggs that you get at the fast food restaurant that have 900. Let me just get the article here. Yeah, it's 900, 1,000 to 900 parts per million. I mean, you're drinking the water, you're eating the GMO food, you're being murdered slowly. You think you've got the raw power of the state and it's a religion that you're in charge, and if anybody gives you the smallest excuse, you're going to beat them to a pulp? Well, John P. Holdren, a little cold-blooded control freak scientist, they've got that same area of their mind that likes murder and death and oppression and injustice. And you know what? They're soft killing you. They're hitting you from a distance. And they know you don't have the mental strength to admit it to yourself. So, I mean, how do you hate some mindless aberration? I don't know. I just feel sorry for them. They're like a mad dog. And I noticed that at the G20, it looked like it was fake, and it turned out it was G20 security in plain clothes and in military uniforms grabbing people off the street. And I analyzed the video, and it looked like it was a staged event to create fear so that word would spread. The national media did pick it up, which is another sign it was staged, and you know, say, oh my God, they're just snatching and grabbing people. Well, I analyzed the countless videos last night from the G20 in Toronto. It's not fake. They are brutally jumping on people's heads. Plainclothes men are dragging people off to black and blue vans. They are openly setting the precedent to snatch and grab you, put a bag over your head, and Soviet style drag you off to be tortured.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The Fall of America and the Western World is an all-new 10-hour documentary and survival guide rolled into one. In this film, you will see the reasons why our government is failing and what you can do to prepare. Featuring Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, Joseph Farah, David Icke, Naomi Wolf, G. Edward Griffin, Doug McIntyre, Mark Crispin Miller, Mickey Z., Doug Casey, David McElhaney, and myself, Alex Jones. Protect yourself and get the tools you need to protect your family from these difficult times. The Fall of America and the Western World at www.thefallofamerica.net or click on the banners at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Again, that website's www.thefallofamerica.net or call 800-655-1577. Prepare yourself and the ones you love today. fallofamerica.net. This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365. Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. You've heard me talk about Calden 5-star soaps for years. This is an American-made product of the highest quality and compares to nothing you will find in stores. You can buy factory direct, shipped via UPS right to your door. Check them out on the web at 5starsoap.com or call 800-340-7091. Take my word for it. Once you've used Pure Soap, you won't buy anything else. Since 1947, Calben Soap Company has been showing consumers that soap can be tough on dirt and gentle on the environment. Buy American and stay clean, as well as support InfoWars. Visit 5starsoap.com today or call 1-800-340-7091. Well, Marty, what do you have to say?
As founder and owner for over 63 years, satisfaction is guaranteed or double your dirt back. Call us at 1-800-340-7091 for a free catalog or visit our website, 5starsoap.com. Thank you.
You know, if it wasn't true that State Department Memorandum 200 calls for a world government to reduce population forcibly, I deserve to get in trouble for it. If it isn't true that Bayer Pharmaceutical, they were caught in court 5 years ago, 6 years ago, knowingly for over a decade, mixing HIV with factor VIII blood product for hemophiliacs, you know, if that wasn't true, folks, I'd be sued off the air very quickly. I wouldn't be here. But I go on talk shows. I go on other people's radio shows. I went on Opie and Anthony for an hour and a half this morning. They invited me on. I know it's a very popular program. And I would tell them things like this, and then they would just say, well, that's your opinion. No, it's not my opinion. State Department Memorandum 200 is not my opinion. John P. Holdren talking about putting sterilants in the water, the White House science czar, is not my opinion. United Nations Biological Diversity Assessment saying we want a world government for at least an 80% world population reduction. That is not my opinion. To have the UN and the IMF and World Bank call for a new global government where you pay your taxes to private central banks and every facet of our lives is regulated and controlled to destroy industrial society, that's a quote, is not my opinion. Don't you get it, folks? You can't choose what you want to be real and what you don't want to be real. So if you go to the doctor, And they say, Mr. Johnson, you have one of the most deadly types of brain tumors on your brainstem. Generally, at this advanced stage, you may only have weeks to live, maximum 2 months. Please get your affairs in order. And most of the time, I've read in the medical journals, people laugh and go out and say, oh, I'm getting a second opinion. That doctor's nuts. Most people. Now, if you study it 100 years ago, if somebody was told they're terminal, people were tough about it and they'd say, okay, and get ready. But not Americans, not modern Westerners. We think perception's reality. Oh, that's not true. I don't have a terminal brain tumor. But then later, once they can't walk and they're having trouble breathing, they're there with their family getting their stuff in order. I mean, this isn't a game, ladies and gentlemen. Okay, I mean, I was shook up last night. My wife, you know, came in while I was eating dinner, and she came in when I got in bed early last night because I had to get up at 5 a.m., and she said, what's wrong? And I just said, you know what's wrong. You know what's wrong? We've got three great children. Unfortunately, I've been right about everything. It's only getting worse. It's all coming to a head. And I just wish I had better powers of persuasion to reach out to people and to get them to understand how serious this is. When the show ended, when I was on Opie and Anthony for an hour and a half, when it ended, the last two or three minutes, they had it potted up on the ISDN line in our control room here. We did it studio to studio. Because if stations have ISDNs, we'll do it over that so they have better quality. And I heard the last 3 minutes, I'm like, Alex is a nice guy. Yeah, he's a popular radio host. But he is just that, a radio host. You know, he's doing that for ratings. And I'm sure that's not the person he really is. You know, I always get that all the time, or somebody will walk up on the street and say, is your name really Alex Jones? I mean, do you really believe all this stuff you talk about? Ladies and gentlemen, you shouldn't be asking me if I really believe what I'm saying. You should be out finding out if it's true. You know, I wonder, after I talked to those cops Sunday at a barbecue joint, four cops eating dinner, I walked over to them and told them about the New World Order, the world government, how sodium fluoride attacks all their organs. If they care about their family, please research it, how they've got decisions to make about what side they're going to be on. And they actually looked like they were, you know, took it and received it well. And one of them said, yeah, I know about the world government. They clearly knew who I was, at least some of them. But I wonder if after I left, they kind of laughed it off, you know, just because they were uncomfortable. And, oh, yeah, tinfoil hat. Let me tell you something. Tinfoil hat, saying tinfoil hat doesn't cover you having chemical weapons put in your food and water that are guaranteed to reduce the length of your life and to really damage your brain and rob you of your intellect and your psyche. I mean, I respect your mind. I respect your life. I respect your private property. I love my fellow humans. You understand that? I have a deep and abiding love of the truth and of everything good, and it upsets me to see them hurting you. And all I want to do is to see you stand up as men and women and at least go look at the facts so you'll know I'm not lying to you. To see these people that think they can just make jokes about it. To see these people, and I'm ashamed of myself. You know, I get worldly, I get angry, I get nasty, I feel powerless. And that's when I tend to get nasty. Yesterday, watching Kagan snarling at the Congress and knowing all the evil things she's written and supported as Solicitor General and as a Clinton-era hack operative and as a pro-partial birth abortion carrion crow. And I started, you know, getting down to name calling and calling her a demonic pelican and calling her John Wayne Kagan Gacy. And she looks like an evil clown. I noticed up on the Alex Jones channel, Dave, who runs the Alex Jones channel, actually found the Penguin from Batman from the theatrical release. And it actually is her. I mean, I swear you could, but still, that's infantile. I should cover what she said and what she stands for. I shouldn't attack her for how she looks, because that's wrong, because there are a lot of good people who are ugly and who don't deserve to be compared to her. I'm ugly compared to a lot of people, and I'm getting uglier. And the most beautiful woman out there is going to be ugly when they're old, but it's their deeds that are important. I don't know, there's something beautiful about an old sweet woman's hands and the wrinkles. You know what I mean. It's what's inside Kagan that makes her even more ugly. It's like a demonic light shining out of that bulbous face. And I was just tuned in last night while I was doing research and heard about 10 minutes of my show, and I turned it off and wanted to throw up. I am an embarrassment. I am. You don't understand what it's like, ladies and gentlemen, to know the score, to know the cost, to know how serious this is, to know it's real, and then to fall down and screw around the way I do. But you know what? We're all an embarrassment, but we're also all an enlightenment. We're also all, there's the best in us, there's the worst in us, and that's what it is to be human. And I'm just here to tell you that we've got to defeat this new world order. We have got to reach out to as many people as we can and wake them up now. You know, yesterday I kept saying I'd get to the news, and I never even really got to much of it. I covered some, more than most talk shows get to, because they're so full of mindless fluff. But we're going to go to Carlton, Luke, Robert, Nathan, Frank, and others here in just a moment. But let me just read some of the headlines of the five stacks I had today. Let me just read to you some of the headlines I have here in front of me today. Stocks tumble. They're down about 250 points right now. Stocks tumble on global economic worries. Stocks and interest rates tumbled Tuesday after fresh signs of a global economic slowdown spooked investors. U.S. markets are following those in Asia, which fell when Japanese data showed the nation's recovery has slowed and that European indexes fell sharply after Greek workers walked off the job to protest steep budget cuts. Well, yeah, because it's money they don't owe. G8 fully believes Israel will attack Iran, says Italian Prime Minister. That's out of Haaretz. And now the U.S. aircraft carrier has arrived. It's right off the coast of Iran. And, of course, they've passed sanctions against them, which are acts of war. And there's Israel saying, again, they're getting ready to strike. And the word out of Bilderberg is that we told you 3 weeks ago is they're going to hit them. It's been given the green light for the first time. Now, an act of God can change this, but a lot of good old boys are out there going, good, kill me some Arabs. They're not even Arabs. Remember, you're going to pay for this war. We're already bankrupt. The government's going to use the fake patriotism of this new war to get everybody to rally around the government while they pass the banking takeover, while they pass the carbon taxes, while they wait for that hurricane to come in and blow all that oil up on shore so they can get a big emergency going. You're being attacked just like the Iranian people by the scientific dictatorship. You better understand that. We got a lot more in common with the Iranian people. Lord knows their government's corrupt, but we got a lot more in common with them than we do with the New World Order. So those of you that feel some primitive tribal power trip and imagining the annihilation of your tribal enemy, because the news told you your tribal enemy is those Persians, those poor Persians have had their government overthrown twice by us. Oh, yeah. Those Persians have put up with 8 years of our government running Al-Qaeda attack squads. This is admitted against their Shiite government, bombing police, military, killing their generals, killing, bombing schools. I mean, our government admits they do this. And Iran lays there and takes it, knowing the United States, Israel wants to nuke them. You think the globalists don't want to nuke your butt? They are nuking you with the food. They're nuking the food you eat. The globalists want you dead, folks. They want you out of the way. They don't need physical slaves anymore. They've got robotics. Okay? They understand that they are having trouble maintaining control. They want you out of the way. Look at this. G8 fully believes Israel will attack Iran, says Israeli Prime Minister. Obama doctrine. Congress just declared preemptive war on Iran. Yeah, just like they passed a resolution in 2002 saying whatever the president wants to do, do it. Not a declaration of war. Not Congress saying this is how you prosecute the war. Here's the war. Here's the enemy. Now you carry it out. You execute. See, the football coach is the Congress. And they give the orders, the plays, to the quarterback that is the executive. And the referees are the judges. You understand how that works? The Congress, because it's the biggest body of the people, and it's the most divided, because they didn't want a dictator coming to control, so it's separation of powers, the Congress represents the states, the House and the Senate, and so it is the football coach. And it gives the plays to the quarterback, and he executes it. You understand that? You understand that? You can read the Federalist Papers. It's the Congress has got the trump and the referees of the courts. The referees can't make up new rules. The quarterback can't make up new rules. The Congress is the football coach and the inventor of the game. They created the country. They make the rules and they execute the plays. You understand that? Now, what's democracy? Democracy is you get 100,000 fans out there and the 22 members of the two teams stand up there and say, who do you think's most popular? You 100,000 drunken fans, you decide who the dictator of the game will be. And the fans say, okay, well, we say the Cowboys win because it's a home game. And the Redskins lose. Democracy is a stinking fraud. We put the Congress together. We decided that everybody's rights would be guarded. And that it calls the shots. But no. Obama doctrine. Congress just declared preemptive war on Iran. They just told Obama, the quarterback, do whatever you want, pal. I'm going to go up in the stands and get drunk. War with Iran has already been declared by the powers that be, and the modern quasi-declaration happened last Thursday using the same legislative and propaganda playbook that led to the Iraq war. The U.S. government has just officially declared war on Iran. Reuters reported Congress on Thursday approved tough new unilateral sanctions aimed at squeezing Iran's energy and banking sectors, which could also hurt companies from other countries doing business with Tehran. The House of Representatives passed the bill, 408-8, and sent it to President Barack Obama to sign into law. The Senate had hoped it to be a 99-0 earlier in the day. Congress hasn't officially voted on the declaration of war since World War II. In modern times, they use creative wording in bills that authorize the broad use of force across borders and the sweeping war on terror. And it goes on through all of that and how the UN really has the authority. Here's another one. China denies military exercise aimed at the U.S. That's out of Reuters. In a briefing to Congress, General Petraeus said the security situation in Afghanistan remains tenuous, with instability fueled by resilient and still confident insurgency. See, your attitude's important. Tribal tensions, political challenges, and competition for influence in the future. Petraeus said in an answer to advanced questions submitted to him by the Senate Armed Services Committee. You know why you can't conquer Afghanistan? Number one, they're red-blooded. Number two, they're prehistoric. But number three, and most important, they're all divided against each other. That's why the fathers that founded this country, the founding fathers, said, we need division. We need gridlock. You get a big government working well, it's going to rob you. And you're seeing that now, aren't you? Bigger the government gets, the more they can't get anything done except rob you. It's designed to be an electronic straitjacket. Alex to become hurricane as swells reach Gulf spill. It had been hoped that the hurricane would take more of a westerly, southwesterly path into central Mexico. Instead, it's now veering up towards northern Mexico coast, the northeastern coast, and the south Texas coast. Governor Rick Perry has declared a state of emergency on the Texas coast. This is Bloomberg. Alex to become hurricane as swells reach Gulf spill. And so the hurricane now in the track it's sending out is already causing the oil to start moving in toward shore. And they're saying it's going to be one of the biggest hurricane seasons on record because the sun just ignited. It's like a light bulb where it kind of fades and then gets bright again, then fades and gets bright again. For 3 years, it's been real dim. It was real active. And so the earth was getting warmer. Now it's been getting cooler. Now that sucker is heating up. And look out. It's going to heat up those waters. And here comes the hurricane. Here comes the cyclones. Here comes the typhoons in the Pacific. And Obama's done his job well, blocking the Dutch and the Taiwanese. The Taiwanese ship we covered yesterday can scoop up more oil than all U.S. ships combined. It's designed for it. Hundreds of thousands of barrels a day. In fact, guys, that was in my stack yesterday. Will you reprint? Just search the term Taiwanese oil ship waiting to be given authorization for aid. I know it said it's more than all the ships can suck up combined right now and that there's dozens of such ships available that have all been offering to come, but this particular one's the biggest in the world. And they're just saying no, no. I mean, this one ship, it was some unbelievable amount. I want to say 50,000 barrels, but it's just incredible. But no, because it's all got to sit there and wait for the hurricanes. They can't allow the states to block it because Obama's going to use that to get more federal funds and pass the carbon tax, as he's now said. And that wasn't a hard prediction to make. And we have to sit here and watch it. This is a sacrifice. It's sacrificing Obama's approval rating. It's going to sacrifice the approval rating of BP. They'll just change their name. What was that, guys? 500,000 barrels a day. See, I knew that. That's AP. Now, there's the article on screen. I knew that, but then my mind couldn't believe one ship could get 500,000 barrels, so I downgraded it psychologically to 50,000. That's why I knew. Print that for me. Yeah, 500,000 gallons. Huge oil skimming ship makes Virginia stop. And it goes on to say it's begging. The Taiwanese-owned ship, built as the world's largest skimming vessel, was preparing to sail Friday evening to the scene of the Deepwater Horizon disaster. Meanwhile, I'm on Opening and Anthony telling them this. They're saying, that's your opinion. No, it's not my opinion. They admit the ship's the biggest in the world at this, 500,000 barrels. And they're blocking it. And they blocked all the other Dutch ships and Norwegian ships. They've got some of the other big ones. There are dozens and dozens and dozens. One report I saw a few days ago said there's over 100 of these just in our hemisphere ready to come in and deal with this. But no, can't have it. One ship, 500,000 barrels. No, 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 no. And George Washington University Medical Center reporting, emergency medical physicians respond to oil spill syndrome in the Gulf Coast. More news on that as people get deathly ill from all the fumes. Imagine when that blows into shore. Exactly what the terrorist Obama wants.
Who is Sam Andy? Sam Andy Foods is life insurance in a can. Life insurance you can eat. Sam Andy Foods has been serving loyal customers worldwide for over 50 years. Why so long? Simple. Sam Andy Foods have perfected the taste and quality of low-moisture foods. Foods that last 15 to 25 years. And that's made us an industry leader among families, sportsmen, outdoorsmen, churches, schools, people living in remote areas, U.S. troops in wartime, and many others. Sam Andy is America's leading supplier of over 100 high-quality, low-moisture products and everything you need to survive in any emergency. Visit SamAndy.com today for your free full-color catalog and free trial subscription to the Survival Times newsletter. That's SamAndy.com. Just like it sounds, SamAndy.com. Or call toll-free 1-888-331-0358. Your one-stop shop for everything your family needs to prepare for any emergency. Sam Andy Foods. Life insurance in a can.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Global meltdowns, massive unemployment, endless wars, a new currency crisis, financially and morally bankrupt. A great and terrible storm is approaching. So what's the best way to get ready, to get prepared for hard times ahead? Introducing Off the Grid News, a weekly newsletter for independent patriots who want practical advice on how to survive and prosper in an increasingly dangerous world. It's the best way to get a black belt in emergency preparedness, survival skills, and off-the-grid living. Off the Grid News is fiercely independent. All about self-reliance and packed with helpful information on survival gardening, food preparation, alternative energy, herbal medicines, privacy and security, as well as God, gold, and guns, with absolutely no apologies. And the best part, this $100 a year service is now free of charge for our listeners. That's right, free for our listeners who sign up at offthegridnews.com. That's offthegridnews.com. You can sign up free at offthegridnews.com. Offthegridnews.com.
Okay.
I hear the train coming.
You've got my guarantee when I start the next hour, I'm going to take 45 minutes of calls, one after the other. And then the last 15 minutes will be news, because there's a bunch of news. I haven't gotten through one stack, but I did just cover part of the first stack. So that is coming up. But back to the Gulf. It is now 100% confirmed, 70-plus days into this disaster 70 plus days into this situation, and now we know why, since day one, they wouldn't let the states and counties block the estuaries, why they wouldn't let them put up sand berms, why they would just, and it's been confirmed over and over again that BP will call out some people to clean up a beach while the news media is there, and as soon as they leave, they just tell everybody to go home. Because their BP is getting its own cleanup money. BP pays its own subsidiaries to do the cleanup and then doesn't do the cleanup and doesn't hire one-tenth of the people they need and then keeps the money. They've invested in derivatives, the $20 billion they're putting in that fund. They're going to end up making money off this, and they're just going to change their name. And then they're going to get the carbon tax that their banker owners need that literally completes the world government funding system. This is a political sacrifice, just like in chess. And we need to start beating the drum now that Obama is blocking, by design, all relief efforts that aren't under his control. And the relief efforts that are under his control are being done in a minimalistic way that is ineffective, by design, to make the situation as bad as it can be. That is their nomenclature. That is their psychology. That is the MO of the globalist. Just like Katrina. Bring in food and water. Make people stay at the sports dome. Don't give them food and water 10 feet away. Don't let them walk out on their own bridges. Shoot them if they try to leave. That's confirmed. Feds ordered it. Cops that followed orders all went to prison for it. Then everything falls apart and they say, look, we need more funds. FEMA needs more power. Because presidents and FEMA directors are meant to look bad and be destroyed politically and fall on their sword for the system to get more power. You understand that? And so when all that oil comes in, we've only seen the tip of the iceberg. We've only seen a tiny fraction of it. When those hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of millions of gallons of oil filled with all the toxic benzene and lead, mercury, and the rest of it, when it hits the shores and comes up those waterways and up those rivers and is blown in many, many miles by the hurricane and all these other hurricanes that'll form in the next few months. We got 4 or 5 months of hurricane season ahead of us, right through into November. So July, August, September, October, November. Yeah, 5 months of it. We got 5+ months of hurricane season. It's starting early with Alex, and they're not going to allow anybody to scoop that up. They need the biggest disaster they can get. Now, I'm about to end the first hour. Don't forget, we have the online video bookstore at InfoWars.com, the best material to wake people up. And when you purchase books and videos and T-shirts, it also supports our operation. InfoWars.com, or see all my films in super high quality and the simulcast of the radio show at PrisonPlanet.tv by becoming a PrisonPlanet.tv member. And I want to thank all of you that have gotten the T-shirts, books, and films. You've had a massive effect out there educating people, and you've made this transmission and our further work possible. God bless you. So InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.tv. Also, I want to tell you about MySolarBackup.com. Wonderful, folks. MySolarBackup.com, because there's never been a better time to start getting off the grid and generate your own supply of electricity. Here's why. Plug-and-play solar generators that our listeners just love from Solutions from Science. Supply household current whenever and wherever you need it, producing electricity directly from the sun. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly and emits no fumes. It's like having your own electric power plant, and it's perfect for your home or your campsite, whether it's hurricanes, ice storms, brownouts, blackouts, or for your work shed or whatever. MySolarBackup.com, or call and get a free information package at 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365. MySolarBackup.com. Back in 70 seconds.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We are now into hour number two. I covered the fact that the hurricane is going to blow a lot of oil into the Gulf region, into states like Louisiana, Mississippi, Texas, Florida. The feds are continuing to block that recovery. I got into the fact that they're all over the news, and Israeli papers are saying, the EU leaders are saying, the G8 leaders are saying, it looks like Israel is getting ready to hit Iran. U.S. aircraft carrier just arrived right off the coast. There's a battle fleet along with the Israeli fleet. We're getting into the economy. CNN's reporting a bunch of people are getting ill. 162 cases of illness linked to oil spill reported in Louisiana. Major university medical centers reporting people are getting sick from the toxic chemicals. The Washington Post is floating the idea of 20 million evacuated. Others are saying the word is it's going to be 40 million. I don't know if that's going to happen, but let me tell you something. The fact that Obama is blocking that oil getting skimmed up out at sea when they can clean it up is high treason. And I want to be on record saying that this is a disaster. In fact, will you tell one of the guys to get a camera ready? I want to shoot a YouTube video, an emergency release at the end of the show today. Thanks. All right. I said I'd open the phones up for the next 45 minutes and then the last 15 cover a bunch of other news we haven't gotten to. So let's do that right now. Carlton in California, you're on the air.
Hi, Alex. How you doing?
Good.
Yeah, you asked the question, what's the purpose of man, right?
Yes.
Well, let me just answer it this way. From a philosophical or a biblical viewpoint, I'm a Christian. It says in Ecclesiastes, let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God and keep his commandments, for this is the whole duty or purpose of man. Do you agree with that?
Yes, and the Bible also talks about we are to worship, but if you really, the translation is marvel and appreciate the creation.
That's absolutely. Well, man is destroying the creation, as you know, and there's a lot of debate over how to take care of the earth. You got the fanatic environmentalists. Who refused to
discover the devil
things.
Always creates a counterfeit. And so, the devil institutes the program of destruction and then he offers the solution.
Exactly. Well, man is destroying his environment and he's not following God's laws with regards to how to take care of the earth. But I think man has been given dominion, according to Genesis, and he's supposed to exercise dominion according to God's law.
And it's a test.
Oh, absolutely. And man has failed the test for the most part. But, you know, you got to look back at the fundamental nature of man. The liberals tend to see man as basically good. The Democrats, and you pointed this out, there's a false left-right paradigm between the two parties, the Democrats and the Republicans. The Democrats tend to see man as basically good. And therefore, we need more government to protect us from other good men. You know, it's just kind of illogical, isn't it?
You've got the animists who worship the creation instead of the creator when we're supposed to appreciate the creator for the creation and see that as just a small bit of the handiwork.
Exactly.
And, of course, there's design all around us.
Right, right. And the other part of it is you got the Republicans who believe that man is basically evil by nature, but if left to himself, everything will work out okay, which is also illogical. See, there has to be balance, Alex.
Well, you got Romans 13 saying worship the government, whatever it says to do, but that's a distortion. The whole Bible is about people standing up against evil leaders and saying, no, I'm going to follow God's law, not your law. And people can say all day, well, you can claim whatever you want is God's law. You know, there is no good and evil. But then they'll tell you that they want to take your free speech because something you say may hurt someone's feelings, but I thought there is no good and evil. I mean, it's a total cop-out. They don't want you having your morals and your compass. They've got their morals and their compass, and it's perversion, death and destruction, loving death and destruction, death and hatred for all mankind. I appreciate your call, Carlton. Luke, Robert, Frank, Dave, your calls are straight ahead. On the other side of this quick break, 1-800-259-9231 is the toll-free number to join us on this live Tuesday edition, the 29th day of June 2010. The websites are Infowars.net, JonesReport.com, PrisonPlanet.tv, and Infowars.com. Stay with us.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
The question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand?
What have we got? A republic or a monarchy?
A republic
is based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
Not democracy, not mob rule, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land, they think they own our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
You have been warned.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so excited to be able to offer you, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the info war. Don't Tread on Me. Order it at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139 and support independent, patriotic, liberty films.
Alex Jones here with urgent information concerning TrendsResearch.com. The Trends Journal distills the voluminous ongoing research of the Trends Research Institute into a concise, readily accessible form. By tracking 300 separately defined domestic and international trends, the Trends Journal establishes the connections that others fail to see or misinterpret. Gerald Celente's Trends Journal allows you to anticipate change, recognize the implications, and take protective strategies. Individual readers from every walk of life can put the Trends Journal Trends Forecast and Trends Analysis to practical use. Extra information to keep you well informed throughout the year when any current event of major social, economic, or political significance occurs. Trends Journal notifies its subscribers of their implications. When you subscribe to the Trends Journal, you'll also receive Trends Alerts. Visit TrendsResearch.com today. That's TrendsResearch.com. Subscribe to the Trends Journal. This information is too important to wait.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Coming up after your phone calls later in the hour, I've had a chance to analyze a lot of the raw videos, including news videos. One of them is a video shot from on top of a bank. It's one of those local news shots where they normally show you the weather. And it just shows police beating up reporters, old ladies, citizens. After the cars got burned, and there's another video on YouTube of a reporter saying, "Why are you beating us?" And the cop says, "You burned cars." So four or five guys burn cars. The cops stand down, do nothing like they always do for the news cameras, and then run around the city beating the daylights out of anybody they want for 3 days after it. That's the New World Order. That's how they operate. And so we'll be going over some of that. More on Elena Kagan. Of course, we've got this audio clip from her pleading before the Supreme Court when she was Solicitor General, where she admits, yes, there is a law that the government can ban books, but we're not enforcing that right now. So that's going to come up after we take some more of your calls. But right now, let's take your calls. Luke in West Virginia, you're on the air.
Well, hey, Alex, how's it going?
Good, sir.
Well, what's the meaning of life? I think, really, these days, you know, it's not the same as it was hundreds of years ago. So you have to think, today you're bombarded with information on all sides, good and bad. I think the meaning of life today is to see what is and what is not real. Like, you know...
Veritas is everything. Truth is everything. If you can truly find the truth... then you are fulfilled. And I agree with you. If a man finds the truth, he will find the key to the universe.
I mean, the New World Order is real. It's there. You know, the social control grid that, you know, keeps people in line is there. You have to find what's real in that, you know. You know, one thing I've been thinking about lately is, I'm a computer science major. You think about the internet's watching you, but what about that operating system? Is it watching you? How deep does the control go? You know, and what can you easily do, you know, to break loose of it.
Well, it's now admitted that Google is an NSA program. I mean, I could look at it 6-7 years ago, and it was a keyword NSA search program, and that's now admitted. It's a total government front. IBM's a government front. Microsoft, it's come out as a complete government front. And they build backdoors into everything. I mean, you'll see stories from time to time of a little computer company that comes out with some encryption and refuses to give the key to the government, so you see the director of it get indicted, or the place burns down, or you know, or there's a robbery and everyone's killed, or I mean, it's just constant the control of information, the control, and that's what freaks me out. I have proven to myself that so much of what we've been taught is a lie. How deep does it go? I mean, who knows what the truth is? You know, I only stick to what I can prove, and that's so bizarre. Most people can't believe it. Who knows?
You just got to keep going until you keep going, keep finding more things out. And every time you find something new out, there's more and more and more. Another idea I had, which might be good for some people, when I give out DVDs of your films, you can burn it as a DVD, put in your DVD player. But if you burn it as a data CD, you can easily put 5 or 6 films on there and really get somebody who's ready to be in on it. So if anybody out there listening, you know, that'd be a good idea. That's what I've been doing. It's really been helping. I mean, you know, somebody's... You watch his police state form, like, oh my God, you know, that's messed up. Like, yeah, well, you know, it's easy for them to say, well, yeah, watch his other ones.
Well, the reason police state 4 is so important is everybody knows they've got FEMA camps, but we prove it. Everybody knows the police are acting more aggressive and that they've been federalized and there's threat fusion centers and there's license plate reading cameras and there's foreign troops training. But this integrates it all in one place in 2 hours and 25 minutes where people get the latest info, the full spectrum analysis, compartmentalized police, compartmentalized military who are part of this, who can't understand the full system they're in because it's designed that way. This is 15 years of research with the latest info boiled down in 2 hours and 25 minutes. That's why Police State 4 is so essential. I appreciate your call. I mean, here's an example. Every day or two now, I see mainstream articles where they go, oh, foreign troops are in our town in Texas. Foreign troops are in our town in Illinois. Foreign troops are in our town in Kentucky. Oh, they're training to take on terrorists. And then I'll actually send reporters at great expense. It's great expense for us. To Chicago for 5 days. And it's worse than we thought. Mass riot containment, roundup drills, troops from Eastern Europe, Polish, Albanian, you know, Romanian, in other drills, Czech Republic, German, that I've been to, and they're training to take us on. I mean, but I don't even have to go and ferret this out anymore. You know, they'll have New York Times articles going, look, the Explorer scouts are training to take on disgruntled veterans. In this drill, the veteran wouldn't turn his guns in, so they went in and took him out. And it shows the simulated dead veteran in the New York Times in a full-color spread. I mean, I was on that Opie and Anthony show this morning, Opie and Anthony program, which, again, is very popular with the trendies, millions of listeners. And I would talk about things like that, and they would just say, well, that's your opinion. It is not my opinion. It is not my opinion they're training foreign troops to take on the American people. It is not my opinion that children are being trained to take on veterans. It is not my opinion that I received secret documents from federal police and state police about how the federal government's number one enemy is gun owners, conservatives, libertarians, and veterans. We're the ones that broke that. That's national news. That's admitted. That's not my opinion. This is a creepy, out-of-control government that wants to run every facet of our lives and is trying to train us to be slaves. And I, for one, have had enough of it. And I watch the video of those Canadian police enjoying beating people up and private contractors pulling up in black and dark blue vans in shorts and T-shirts and grabbing people and beating them up. This was real. The video I saw from Pittsburgh was fake. But notice how it's the same worldwide, the same MO, the same training. The globalists, the bankers come into town and they use it as a laboratory model of what they want. So last year at the meeting, it was fake to scare everybody. This year it was real. This was real. Jumping on people's heads after they were down, not resisting. Guys in plain clothes doing this and dragging them off. And the news saying it was private G20 security. Private G20 security relishing the fact that mercenaries are allowed to attack Canadians and Americans. Hell, one guy at the G20 last year in London was delivering newspapers to a convenience store. And he's walking with the stack of papers with his trolley, and the cops come up on video, and they say, well, get out of here. And he said, okay, I'm just delivering newspapers. And when he turned his head, they beat him in the head. He even followed their stinking orders. They killed him. Then they lied about it. But later the video came out and was shown in court. I mean, you know, just he's not a human to them. He's some poor guy, cops, who's trying to deliver newspapers. Yeah, we're, you know, the guys, whenever I'm talking, even though we're not live at prisonplanet.tv, they're showing me cops from 2 years ago in Canada. This was later admitted they were cops, dressed up like anarchists who were attacking other police as a pretext to then be able to attack the crowds. In fact, when we go live, make sure today I have, in fact, let's just go live at the bottom of the hour so I can play some of that or just show some of that in the background. Oh, this is so hard to deal with. When you understand this is a formula, it didn't matter if it's Spain or Italy or the U.S. or Canada or England. They have hired cops or contractors, burn a few cars, and then they attack all the peaceful people. And now the citizens have identified cops staging fights, so they're getting in their face. So now the police stage the arrest of the cops to get them out of the situation. These are Royal Mounted Police. What terrorist, man? They're just terrorists. And you stupid cops don't know that you're with the American people or the Canadian people. Don't you understand? You're going to be run over, too. Don't you know you're in the boat with us, you fools? And I'm not saying you're a bad person individual. You're just like the rest of the dumbed-down public. But you, if you're listening now, for whatever reason, your destiny is to wake up. All right, let's go to Robert in Utah. Robert, you're on the air.
Hey, good morning, Alex. What's up with you? That's a weird, I'm sorry, that's a dumb question.
Well, I just feel like the top of my head's blown off. I mean, more and more I just realize things and understand things, and it's frightening.
Well, I started listening to you. I first heard you, I guess, back probably on Coast to Coast back in the 90s. And I just like, you know, I started listening to you probably a few months ago. And, you know, so you wake up. I think maybe like the greatest gift that we have is probably the power to discern things, to discern the crap that they try and spoon feed us daily, you know, and it with everything, because it is so multifaceted. And I listen to you and I hear the frustration in your voice. And it's mirrored in...
And it's meant to be so overwhelming that even intelligent intellectuals decide, like in The Matrix, where he says he meets with the agents and he says, I don't want to remember anything. You know, I want to be a movie star. He's there drinking red wine and eating a steak. He wants to be put back in the false reality. And a lot of intelligent people, it's called Crime Stop in 1984, they decide to believe the delusion.
Yeah, it's true.
You know, I wanted to hear what you had to say there, Robert, but your phone's cutting out. Are you there? If Robert can get back on, I want to talk to him. Let's talk to Frank, and then we'll go to break. Frank in Ohio, you're on the air.
Hi, Alex.
Hey, buddy.
You know, you asked for something profound. It's a mantra from my beautiful fiance, Jenna, who said, you know, she introduced me to a year ago, but it's live simply. And today I'm up in my garden tying up my tomatoes and listening to Alex Jones on my iPod app, and literally the best two things in the world. But, you know, I mentioned something about the coverage of the G20 and saw a window of our near future. And it's a story of Khalid Syed. Have you had a chance to learn about that?
Yes. Tell us about it on the other side, Frank, and then we'll try to get Robert back on, then Dave, Everett, Brian, and others. 1-800-259-9231. We'll continue with calls. Stay with us.
You worry, but only because you're paying attention. What's happening in the Gulf of Mexico illustrates an audacity toward nature. A similar audacity called GMO, or genetically modified organisms, means that the quality of commercially grown food may be compromised with our health in the balance. Now that summer's here, what better time to learn about the bounty that nature provides in wild edible food? Let author Linda Runyon show you the best-kept secret in plain sight that food is everywhere you look. This summer, for the cost of a good meal or two out, you can literally starvation-proof yourself and your loved ones against any future craziness and put up tons of free food, too. Whatever experiment is being run on us, you can rest assured that Linda's 50 or so staple foods aren't involved. Our foods are their enemy. So go to ofthefield.com or call toll-free 1-888-51-EAT-FREE and take that first step. Make your oasis of food security and nutrition now. That's OFTHEFIELD.com or call 1-888-513-2837. Start now and make 2010 your year of independence.
One major world crisis away from having a totalitarian type of system.
The main event is the wholesale destruction of the world economy.
The push for every nation on the globe to identify and number all of its citizens.
Friends, I hope that you will order Shadow Government from InfoWars.com. We also have some specials where you can get some of our other films half price when you order Shadow Government. A new level in production quality and in information. It exposes how a cashless society, surveillance beast grid of total control is being put into place. This film needs to be seen. Everybody needs to get it. So order yours today. Show it to your friends, your family, your church, your neighbors, your boss, your employees. Shadow Government, ladies and gentlemen. Get your copy at InfoWars.com today. Shadow Government. It gives Big Brother a black eye. Available at InfoWars.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Originally, we the people have entrusted government to be the guardians of currency, to ensure purity, content, weights and measures of gold and silver coins citizens would use for commerce. This reinstalled confidence after the demise of the fiat continental system, wisdom being lost with time. The government we once entrusted to protect from counterfeit has colluded with private business, creating the largest fiat counterfeiting scheme our country ever experienced. This is not only a transfer of power to an institution that is not accountable to our elected government, but has also caused the dollar to lose more than 90 cents of its original value. Now foreign governments are trying to divest themselves from this once world reserve currency. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm offering a book that explains how the system works. Call me today at 800-686-2237. I will give you a silver dollar free just for purchasing the book. Call today at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
You've seen our SinoFresh banner on the GCN website.
Yet your sinusitis is still a problem.
Are you waiting for your sinusitis to go away by itself?
Are you waiting for a SinoFresh discount?
Okay, here it comes.
But first, the facts.
67 other products merely treat symptoms.
And not the cause of sinus problems.
And 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress just like you. But now many are finding relief with the only patent-protected homeopathic nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of sinusitis. SinoFresh.
Now, here's your limited-time discount offer to use SinoFresh.
Call 888-906-3636 right now for $2 off per bottle when you mention GCN. That's it. Just call 888-906-3636 and mention GCN for a $2 discount.
But hurry, this offer is only for the first 1,000 customers.
Call 888-906-3636. 888-906-3636. Call right now for $2 off per bottle.
Mention GCN.
Buy SinoFresh.com. It works.
go back to Frank in Ohio. Frank, go ahead and finish up your point, my friend.
Thank you. Well, I read this last night, the story of Khalid Saeed. He lives in Egypt. He's a 28-year-old activist blogger. And, you know, Egypt's been under an emergency law for 30 years.
Yeah, they came in and beat him to death with clubs in front of everyone and just said, what you going to do about it?
Yeah, you know, they smashed his brains against a handrail and for 20 minutes until he died. And, you know, because he was going to upload a video showing police corruption. You know, and Jenna and I are bringing a child into this world. And my question to you, Alex, is, you know, what lessons do we as a people need to instill in our children so that they will stand up against the Stasi regime, against the secret police?
Well, what happens is, this is the lesson. Cops, in every case in culture, you know, the enforcers of the Imperium, they recruit and promote the thugs, the bullies, the false macho, the fake tough and the crazy brave. And then they all get into a mob psychology of one-upping each other. And Drudge Report linked to a video that we posted yesterday of Canadians singing the Canadian national anthem. And the police line up and then charge them and don't give them any warning and beat them senseless and attack reporters. And then I saw neocon commenters saying, good, beat them hippies. I love it. Beat them, beat them, beat them. Well, I saw close-ups of that crowd. They were men. They were children. They were, as the London Guardian said, a, quote, middle-class crowd. Not that it was a poor crowd, they deserve it, or a hippie crowd. But this was Canadians against the G20, looting them, foreign bankers trying to raise everybody's taxes, criminal group, and there were comment after comment, and I would link on for about 10 minutes. I would link through to their profiles, and they were cops. They were military veterans, and they were there cheering. These are mainline conservatives going to the Drudge Report. Drudge linked to it because he's disgusted by it. I know that because he linked to other articles by The Guardian reporting on just how brutal this was and how evil, and how they witnessed it. I mean, these are top reporters for the equivalent of the New York Times being polite and cops saying, stand him up, and just punching him and punching him. And cops in Canada all the time kill people in airports, beat them to death. That happens here. And so this, we're going to have more of this. We have no future unless we stand up and stop dehumanizing people. You know, because that's what these people were doing on the YouTube video was good. I love seeing hippies getting beaten. Remember that military tape I played where the guy's watching the kids getting beaten in Iraq? And he's going, yes, yes, oh, yo, I love it. Oh, ha, ha. Did you ever hear that audio?
Oh, yeah.
So it's a similar thing. They were like, yes, yes, on the YouTube with their comments. You could hear it in their text. Get them, get them. Oh, I love beating hippies. Number one, you need to know that in Spain, in Greece, in Iceland, they're trying to take the entire police pensions, dummies. These bankers are not your friends. And you know, even the AP is showing video of plainclothes men grabbing men, women, and children and putting them in black vans. What do I always say? You know, they have bills introduced worldwide to allow snatch and grab to go on like this is Turkmenistan or something. And now they're showing you snatch and grabs everywhere to acclimate you, just like they showed you SWAT teams 30 years ago to acclimate you, or they kicked off the black stormtrooper uniforms in Seattle 11 years ago. We are all being bathed and conditioned, the cops, the citizens, everyone, so we can live like they do in Egypt. And just when the cops want to, they'll take their slow time beating your brains out because they're in charge. They're tough. They made it in life. They've got government authority. And none of our children are safe. None of us are safe until we say no to this, until we take our governments back, until we take our cities and counties and states back and say no. You will not turn the police into Doberman pinchers that rip our throats out. You will not at the G20 in Pittsburgh release police dogs on old women coming out of stores with grocery sacks saying there's a daytime curfew and then attacking them with a police dog. They put that on the news to make you understand this is the new America. They are now grabbing people who are innocent. There's video after video after video up on PrisonPlanet.com in an article Steve Watson wrote. I forget the headline, but you guys, it'll be News in Focus now, or it may have already rotated off the front page. Steve Watson had an article about people being snatched off the road. There's a whole bunch of videos there. And when you click on each video, it takes you to YouTube with dozens of other videos, literally beside each one, of just black vans running around just grabbing people. Peaceful person will have a flower. Officers, we're humans. Yeah. They just run out and grab her and hand them to plainclothes contractors that throw them in vans. Total tyranny as private contractors in, you know, wearing masks or grabbing people. I mean, this is just a giant feeding frenzy of evil, training the police and military to go door to door and start the real mass arrest. And we'll just lovingly go get in their vans and go to the labor camp because, after all, they're officers and we've got to do whatever they say. I mean, this is it.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, folks. This is Alex Jones asking you for a minute of your time to tell you about soap. Not detergents, but good old-fashioned pure soap made by the Calbin Soap Company, a family-owned and operated American company. My family, staff, friends, and radio listeners are constantly telling me how much they love these products for bath, hair, laundry, and dishes. There is nothing like these factory direct, big money saving, triple concentrated soaps anywhere. Get a free detailed catalog by calling 800-340-7091 or see them online at 5starsoap.com or Infowars.com. Let's talk to the owner of 5 Star Soap, Marty Schachter, and see what he has to say.
As founder and owner for over 63 years, people keep asking me, how's business? I'm happy to say our business is going down the drain. Call us at 1-800-340-7091. Visit our website, 5starsoap.com, for buying our 1 to 2 month soap sampler. Thank you.
Hi, folks. This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Silver Lungs Generator. Now you can produce pure and endless colloidal silver and deliver the solution directly into the bloodstream by breathing the solution through the lungs. The respiratory system is the first line of defense for airborne pathogens and viruses. The Silver Lungs Generator infuses the respiratory system with your self-produced nano-silver solutions and also delivers the silver nanoparticles instantly into the bloodstream. With continued legislation threatening the sale of nano-silver products, you can now produce pure and endless colloidal silver with the Silver Lungs Generator. Very easy to follow, step-by-step instructions are provided, making production fast and simple. Go to www.silverlungs.com today and learn more about the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. That's www.silverlungs.com. This is Alex Jones with 5 good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number 1, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number 2, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number 3, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now, new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number 4, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number 5, a solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
Okay,
I'm going to continue with your phone calls. We've got two guests coming up in the last hour, constitutional lawyer, scholar, Larry Becraft, talk about the makeup of the Supreme Court, and Elena Kagan, a.k.a. the Penguin. So I was wrong yesterday to call her a demonic pelican. It's a demonic penguin. In fact, later on in this, we'll show you an image of the Batman movie penguin character, and I'm asking you, is this not Elena Kagan? But it's wrong to make fun of her for how she looks. It's her actions. So we've got a clip of her talking about the banning of books. So that is coming up. And we're also going to talk to a member of the Icelandic parliament who's the spokesperson for WikiLeaks members who are in hiding being hunted by the Pentagon. Yes, what a strange world we live in. I do want to go back to your phone calls. While we're talking, because we are now simulcasting live at PrisonPlanet.tv, I'm going to just show you some of the videos without audio of your PrisonPlanet.tv viewer. If you're a radio listener, you can go to PrisonPlanet.com and read the article Steve Watson did about it, about activists being grabbed by plainclothes goons and thrown into vans, and they're just pulling up and grabbing and beating people up for no reason and throwing them into unmarked vans and speeding away to set the precedent to have private security goons out arresting you. And Canada passed a secret emergency law to allow this. Of course, no law was passed in Pittsburgh, but they just did it. And there's video of them singing Canada, Oh Canada, and being run over by the police, including a London Guardian reporter who was beaten. They were told, "I'm beating you because someone burned cars 2 days ago." Yes, that's on record. I'm beating you because someone did that. And black vans grabbing people as part of a psyop. I mean, this is all part of training everyone, police and everyone else, that now unmarked vans grab you and you go bye-bye, just as Lieberman and McCain have bills introduced with the headlines, citizens to be secretly arrested, no court, no due process, enhanced interrogation to be used. You just disappear into a black hole forever. Instead of the song about school's out forever, no more pencils, no more teachers. Now it's the Constitution and freedom's out forever. No more private property, no more Second Amendment. Tyranny's here forever. Unless we let them get away with this. By the way, everybody's emailing me going, Alex, the headline says that the Supreme Court extends Second Amendment rights. But then the footnote is, but for the first time, the High Court ruled there could be restrictions under law. You ever notice politicians say, I believe in the Second Amendment, except if prescribed by law? That's why the gun grabber groups have hailed it. Because now, yeah, in places like Chicago, they may let you get a permit if you jump through 100 hoops. But nationwide now, they can pass unconstitutional laws restricting it and violating what's happening in Texas, Arizona, and Vermont. Okay, I'm done. Let's go to your calls. Who's up next here? Dave in Arizona? Dave, you're on the air.
Hi, Alex. Thank you for taking my call.
Good, sir. Good to have you here. Thanks for calling.
Are you familiar with the World Peace Project?
It rings a bell somewhere.
Okay, well, the World Peace Project has done studies all over the world. They've done a study in Washington, D.C. in 1993 where collectively a group of people got together and they prayed to reduce violent crime, and they reduced violent crime by 23% in the District of Columbia in that year, in 1993. They have decades of scientific research that show that this worked, that this
Well, there are major, even atheistic studies they've done where they found attitudes around plants seem to have an effect. Music has an effect. And there's certainly a lot going on in the universe we don't understand.
Now what I would suggest, Jesus said that in John 14:12 that we would be able to do greater things than he did, but he has to go to the Father. So we're in that time where we collectively will be able to do greater things than Christ did through his power. And what I would suggest is that since the Bible asks us to pray unceasingly, that I would ask everyone to start praying for the disruption of weapons in the hands of tyrants immediately. That means disrupt their computers, disrupt their communications, disrupt their electronics, disrupt their ammunition, disrupt their vehicles. When they try to snatch someone off the street and throw them in the car, hey, four flat tires or the electronics doesn't work. I'm telling you that this is going to work. This is what we're going to have to do, Alex. And that this is going to work, guaranteed, because the scriptures say it will work.
Well, I'll just leave it in God's court. I'm going to stand up physically, in the info war on this plane of existence and warn people and put myself in harm's way and do whatever I can to try to point out what's happening. But I do pray that God gives us divine intervention and providence, and that tyranny be confused and that tyrants fail and that God's will be done upon them. And I'm asking God you know, to, and of course, the, you know, history shows you need to ask God to come in. You need to ask for the help. And I think that is an important prayer, to put out there. You know, George Washington did it, and I'm doing it today. And I appreciate your call, Dave. Very interesting, very profound, thought there. For those that just joined us back at the start of the show an hour ago, an hour and 39 minutes ago, I said, I want to hear profound statements today from callers. I'd like to hear what you believe is profound, what you believe the world is really all about. I know this, what we pray for, what we dream about is what our mind then imagines and then what we manifest. In 1900, Max Planck, as I started the show talking about, the German physicist envisioned nuclear quantum and atoms and splitting the atom. And by 1918, he'd written complex equations on it. And by 1934, other physicists had already written out nuclear reactors. They never split the atom yet. And then by 1939, they split the atom, and you know the rest is history. That's what the human mind can do. We envisioned airplanes 300 years ago. We have them. We envisioned spacecraft. We have them. We've envisioned particle accelerators. We have them. We envisioned black holes with mathematics. The satellite telescopes have found them. The human mind is unbelievably powerful. That's why the globalists are always telling you you're weak, you're pathetic, you don't have any power. Because they are adept at power, they understand the power, they're tuned into the secrets of the world that it's handed down by their societies over millennium. They know things that, you know, I don't know, and all I do is research this, but from the outside. And the information I know, I can barely deal with and barely understand. Imagine these people. But they've made the decision to use all this knowledge to totally dominate society and their fellow man. I'm saying use knowledge to empower humanity and to believe in humanity, not to dumb humanity down. But I've always wanted to give. I've always wanted to create. These people are twisted, and they use their knowledge for evil. Everett in Florida, you're on the air, Everett.
Yes, thank you, Alex. You make a lot of great films. All the pieces of the puzzle are out there. The truth is out there. But if I may humbly and respectfully make this observation.
Yeah, go ahead.
My observation is that if you tell people the air, the food, the water, their minds are being poisoned and bankers and New World Order and all that stuff, it isn't immediately tangible to them. They don't see it how it directly affects them right now. But I believe if you make the one film that will sell more than Avatar, if you make it, you being the person to make it, you'll be able to cut off the root of the New World Order's existence and supply, which is the source of their plans to enslave us. I believe that if you make a film exposing the individual income tax, that is tangible, and it is undeniable.
Well, you know, that was a lost opportunity. Aaron Russo called me over and over again, and I had such a small staff at the time. For some reason, I didn't even contact him back. He tried for a year to interview me for his film, Freedom to Fascism, but I still promoted it once it came out, and that was a lost opportunity to be in that film. And I've exposed the comprehensive annual financial report 12 years ago with a film. And I guess I could make a documentary about the income tax. But I think America Freedom to Fascism has done a pretty good job at that.
Yes, but I think more detail needs to be shown, like the truth of it. And as a matter of fact, in less than probably 20 seconds, I can start people down the rabbit hole if you'll allow me just 20 seconds to say,
sure,
show something. Thank you. If everybody out there will go get a copy of the Internal Revenue Code or go to their accountant or their attorney and ask them for a copy of the Internal Revenue Code, turn to the back of it, which will have blue pages called the Topical Index, and look at Liability for Tax, under L, obviously. You'll see all the taxes that there's a legal liability for, gift tax, railroad taxes, tobacco taxes, etc. You will not see individual income tax, because there is no lawful liability for it. It's not listed.
Well, I mean, I have to tell people that there's a lot of fake remedies that are put out there by Patriot people that aren't a silver bullet to get you out of the income tax. I'm not saying that the income tax is legitimate. It's not. It's a complete fraud. It's a hoax. It's on record in the book, The Law That Never Was. They went to all 44 states that were in existence in 1913 when they got the 17th Amendment and the income tax. And the majority of the states that they said ratified it, their own annals show they didn't ratify it. So it was a hoax. Most states weren't in session, but every 2 years. And it just got announced and falsely ratified. The two-thirds of the states did not do it. Not even a third did it. And we built our whole country without it. We've now had it 97 years, and look what it's done to us. But it wasn't even popular or used widely until the mid-50s. It was when they passed the income tax, it was such a small tax that it was only on people making over $1 million a year, and very few were doing that. And so the elites themselves were the ones that pushed it, and they had loopholes where they didn't have to pay it. And, yes, it all goes to interest on the debt, interest to the Federal Reserve, to Goldman Sachs, J.P. Morgan, and others. The big six banks, of course, are J.P. Morgan Chase, Goldman Sachs, Citibank, Wells Fargo, Bank of America, and what's the other one? It'll pop in my head in a minute. But, I mean, those are the Federal Reserve shareholding banks. And so it's a very important point you've raised, and it's a complete fraud. And now we're about to have a new banker tax, the carbon tax, that is to be paid directly to the international organization and combine. So I appreciate your call, and I do need to make a film on that subject. I appreciate it. Okay, let's go ahead now and talk to Brian in Pennsylvania. You're on the air.
Yo, Alex, how's it going?
Good, sir.
Hey, you're asking for profound statements today. I just want to, you know, try to add on to that and then add a little story about the Ixtec spill after that, if there's time.
Yeah, go ahead.
I just want to give a shout-out to that guy in his tomato garden right now, because that is, you know, that's what you're supposed to be doing in life. Find peace outside. Find peace with yourself. You know, that's all that we're here for. But anyway, I figuratively woke up, as you would call it, a few months ago. I used to, you know, find pleasure in watching our military triumph different places of the world. I used to think that, you know, we're spreading justice, we're doing this, we're doing that.
And that was you winning the victory. You were having the triumph.
It's almost as if, you know, it becomes an extension of your soul. It's sickening. It's like you're out there and you're defeating these defenseless people that are like, you know, they have no concerns with us. We're there to change their perception on
kids
culture.
Kids fighting tanks with rocks are dirtbag roaches who are cowards, and the people in tanks running them over are heroes.
That's exactly right. It's very perverted, and I hope that, you know, nobody can tell you to see this. And for me, you know, discredit me if it must be, but, you know, I had a psychedelic experience, and after that, it was the equivalent of having a bucket of cold water pumped on me while I was in bed. And I guess,
well,
really
on record, the CIA in the 1940s and 50s with LSD, the owners of Time Life Books were big LSD heads, very wealthy. The East Coast elite, Skull and Bones, was taking it. This has all been released. And they decided this is something that's good to give the general public to bring them into our new order. But then they decided in the studies that this is backfiring on us, and so banned this substance. But the CIA admittedly delivered in the early 60s and on pure LSD to campuses all over the country. They told professors that were CIA, give this to your students. And they then put out the ingredients, the recipe for LSD. And then by 1970, and there's been reports on this, you can pull them up, the government said, what have you done? This is actually backfiring. Get them off this stuff. And hallucinogens are very dangerous. I'm not telling people to go out and take them. But somebody who's under heavy mind control, and they did have some studies in the 60s, people who'd been abused, sometimes it helped them, you know, get out of those paradigms of fear that they were in. I mean, it can really remake you. The problem is most hallucinogens out there now are just toxic waste that they call those hallucinogens, because the basic precursor drugs or chemicals you need to make them are so controlled that they have to mix a lot of other ingredients in to be able to get the molecular structure. And then there's a lot of excess heavy metals and Grignard reagents and toxins and chemicals in there. You know, it's the same thing with many drugs. These street drugs are very dirty. So no one should take hallucinogens. But from my research and what I've seen and studied, is that an altered state can, with someone who's been conditioned, break their conditioning. It could just as easily put you deeper into the conditioning, or make you have a psychotic break and eat your fingers or jump off a cliff. Now, most people that take LSD today are taking a weak version of it, they're not taking a lot of it, and so it's more like speed. But if you take real LSD, I've read from the research studies that have been done, that yes, it can certainly open up. That's what the Bible talks about, pharmakia. The sorcerers, you know, they would take drugs that would, you know, open them up. And the Bible says that's dangerous and bad, so I go with that. Certainly can do that. I appreciate your call. Very, very dangerous, though. Real high-powered hallucinogens, where you see pink elephants and things, or Puff the Magic Dragon, are extremely dangerous. Let's go ahead and take another phone call here. Let's talk to who's up first here? Annie in Indiana. You're on the air, Annie.
Yes, Alex. I've called several times before. I'm a Texan in exile in Indiana.
Welcome.
Thank you. It's amazing that some of us are like you, are going through reviewing our life now that we're getting close to the end times of the purpose of life. In the 60s, I was a radical. I did civil rights work, NAACP, demonstrated against the war. My heroes were Bob Dylan and Joan Baez. In 74, I became a Christian, and I started becoming a serious Bible student. I asked the Lord if he would let me live to see the end times. I would consider it the greatest gift, and I'd like to tell people, be careful what you pray for, because you may get it.
Well, I mean, it certainly, things are getting wild. I mean, they're trying to gear up for World War III. They're purposely letting the oil spill come in via the hurricanes, blocking relief efforts. They are poisoning the food and water. And it's just a fact. You know, it shocks people. Stay there. Finish up with what you had to say, Annie, when we come back.
So you think the massive Gulf oil leak won't affect the air you breathe?
Think again.
Benzene, a toxic gas emitted from crude oil and a known carcinogen, is now airborne, traveling hundreds, even thousands of miles inland. Whether you live near the Gulf or not, benzene and other volatile organic compounds could cause adverse reactions to those living inside your home. NOAA, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, came to airfiltersandpurifiers.com for answers on how to clean the air on boats aiding in the Gulf cleanup. Do what NOAA did. Contact airfiltersandpurifiers.com and ask about the HealthMate Plus. The HealthMate Plus is capable of trapping 99.97% of all polluting particulates. Buy the HealthMate Plus today with no tax, free shipping, a 5-year warranty, and a 30-day money-back guarantee. Go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com. GCN listeners get a 5% discount by using promo code GCN. Call 800-499-2418 or go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com, your trusted advisor for clean air.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
We will not be forgotten.
I said I was going to get to this Kagan situation before our guest comes on. We got 5 minutes now, 5 minutes in that first little segment before a member of Icelandic Parliament joins us. So I'm going to get to the Kagan here in a moment. But going back to Annie, I am a Christian, and I believe in God and the devil. I believe in these forces in the universe. I've experienced it, and I know there's providence. But I don't believe in what the man-made church has said. That's why I'm not part of any, you know, Protestant or Catholic or, you know, any organization. I am someone who follows Christ, okay? And I can feel God. I mean, I can literally feel the energy source. I have a relationship, okay? And I've had experiences I won't get into on air in my life that are just unbelievable. I mean, I don't need to take LSD to hook up with God. And, I mean, I'm tied into the universe on, and we all are. I'm not saying I'm special here. It's just I've had experiences that are private experiences that are mine. And I'm just going to leave it at that. I mean, I've literally, it didn't matter. It's just, you've all experienced it and you ignore it. It's hidden in plain view. There's such a wider universe going on around you, ladies and gentlemen, and you're told to just focus on TV and just focus on the men on suits and limit your perspective. And so I've limited what I cover here to what we can 100% prove, but I know there's a lot more going on in the world. And the global system, everything they do is about limiting your consciousness, limiting your view, limiting your horizon, where it's a shrunken view of the world you have down to just a tiny little pinpoint of whatever information they're feeding you. That's what they want. They want you with blinders on. But I see a very destructive force in the church in the last 150 years with the Scofield Bible and things that came after it, where they say it's the end of the world. Christians are to just bunker in their houses and wait for the end of the world. And the worse things get, that's better because Jesus is coming. If you really read the Old Testament, New Testament, it's all about fighting evil, standing up against corruption, standing up for innocence, widows and orphans and children, and standing up against the kings of the earth and the corrupt priest who are always there working with the system to limit your relationship with creation, your relationship with God. Okay? And so all I'm trying to get people to do is to think for themselves and to realize that is God going to let somebody into Valhalla, into heaven, who knew there was evil going on but copped out and ran and hid? I'm not saying you're doing that. You sound like a great lady, Annie. They could fire up the Hadron Collider next month and destroy the whole earth. They admit the mathematical equations show that that's a small possibility. Just like mathematical equations in 1900 showed they can build atomic bombs and nuclear reactors. And it could happen. Genetic engineering could get out of control next week, and this could happen. Yes, the globalists are moving headlong towards things that statistically say we're going to have mass calamities and possibly total destruction. I mean, never before has man had powers to be able to turn the sea into something that's dead, or to be able to burn up a third of the earth, or kill a third of the people, or for the Antichrist to be seen worldwide at once by everyone on the planet. You know, through the air, communicating his image projected worldwide and in the temple. I mean, yes, it's heavy stuff. It's not Nostradamus vague baloney. It's very specific. But regardless of what's coming and what's happening, is God going to like somebody who knows it's going on, who doesn't have courage, who doesn't speak up? Finish your point quickly, because I got to go to break and come back with the next hour, Annie. Anything else you want to add?
This is where the Lord had told me to speak about standing up for the voiceless, the widows, the orphans, and the unborn.
Oh, really? Is that what you were going to say?
That's what I was. You stole my thunder. And I wanted to say, can I hold?
Well, I'll tell you what. Stay there because I don't want to cut you off again. Stay there. We're going to come back. But make your point because I can tell you're breaking up there a little bit, choking up a little bit.
Thank you for listening to GCN.
Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depth to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Man, we're 2 hours in. I haven't even played this Elena Kagan before the Supreme Court clip about, yes, the government can ban books. We do have that on the books, but we're not going to do it right now. And I've now got her thesis, The Final Conflict, Socialism in New York City, why the socialists couldn't take over, but why they should and how socialism's good. Remember, they blocked Hillary's thesis and it got released last year, and she praises Lenin in it. Lenin was a mass murderer. So we're going to be covering that coming up with Larry Beecraft. But Annie, finishing up your point about God and the state of the world and the end times. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, since my radical days of protesting in the 60s, I've told myself to pick your battles, and if you're going to go down, make sure it counts for something. But reviewing my life and the purpose of life, you were saying I've come to see in my old age that that's just a cowardly excuse for not standing up. And I'd like to tell young people, stand up every chance you get and scream your head off at any injustice. Don't tell yourself to be quiet, pick your battles, and wait because the chance may not come again. And I want to say I'm so proud of the young Chinese in Tiananmen Square and the young people in Canada recently for standing up. We old people should have done it a long time ago, and they wouldn't have to if we had done our job.
Absolutely. Take care. We're going to go to more calls coming up, but I want to play this now, and I'll play it again towards the end of the hour and fully get into it. I meant to last hour, so I want to play it now. Here it is, Kagan's own words. It's fine if the law bans books because government won't really enforce it. And before we play it, here's the Reading Eagle article. This has also been in the Associated Press that Bruce Shore sent an email to Senator Jim Bunning of Kentucky. He saw him on C-SPAN and was angered when Bunning complained that, gosh, he had missed the Kentucky-South Carolina basketball game because he had to be in Congress to debate an unemployment benefits bill. I was livid. I was just livid, recalled the 51-year-old Shore. I'm on unemployment, so it affects me. And in the indictment from the grand jury, this is the part that got him arrested and charged with felonies. Are you all insane? No checks equal no food for me. Do you get it? And for calling them insane, he violated the subsection of the Telecommunications Act of 1996, and the subsection is Communication Act 1934 subsection that says Shore did utilize a telecommunications device, that is a computer, whether or not communication ensued, without disclosing his identity and with the intent to annoy, abuse, threaten, or harass any person who received the communication. And in the indictment, it says he annoyed. So annoying. See, oh, it'd been on the book for 14 years that they could throw you in prison if you annoyed someone and they decided they were annoyed. Now they're just now using it. So Elena Kagan, I don't know if I have time to play it now. Start playing it. We'll just go out to break with this. Here it is.
If Congress could say no
TV and radio ads. Could it also say no newspaper ads, no campaign biographies?
The government's view is that although 441B does cover full-length books, that there would be a quite good as-applied challenge.
This is Ginsburg.
To any attempt.
This is Kagan before the Supreme Court is Solicitor General.
And I should say that the FEC has never applied 441B in that context. So for 60 years, a book has never been at issue.
What happened to the overbreadth doctrine? I mean, I thought our doctrine in the First Amendment is if you write it too broadly, we're not going to pare it back to the point where it's constitutional. If it's overbroad, it's invalid. What happened to that?
I don't think that it would be substantially overbroad, Justice Scalia, if I tell you that the FEC has never applied this statute to a book. To say that it doesn't apply to books is to take off, you know, essentially nothing from
this. We don't put our First Amendment rights in the hands of FEC.
We'll play it in its entirety, unedited, near the end of the hour, but you hear the spin. Well, I'm not going to remove the part that we can ban books because we've never decided to do that. But we're going to keep that power, though, because we like it. We're thugs.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633. The Fall of America and the Western World is an all-new 10-hour documentary and survival guide rolled into one. In this film, you will see the reasons why our government is failing and what you can do to prepare. Featuring Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, Joseph Farah, David Icke, Naomi Wolf, G. Edward Griffin, Doug McIntyre, Mark Crispin Miller, Mickey Z., Doug Casey, David McElhaney, and myself, Alex Jones. Protect yourself and get the tools you need to protect your family from these difficult times. The Fall of America and the Western World at www.thefallofamerica.net or click on the banners at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Again, that website's www.thefallofamerica.net or call 800-655-1577. Prepare yourself and the ones you love today. fallofamerica.net. Let me tell you a little bit about one of our great sponsors, HomeGain.com. This is the place to get you started buying or selling a home, finding a realtor, and getting any real estate questions answered. Go to HomeGain.com and see what I'm talking about. All you need to do is type in your home address, and you will get an instant free estimate of your home's value online. This is a great way to be able to monitor the value of your home. And again, it's absolutely free. There are tons of tools to help you. For instance, if you want to remodel your home, go to HomeGain.com. Use their Home Sale Maximizer to help you determine which home improvements can most increase your home's value before you put it on the market. For 10 years, these folks have been helping home sellers and buyers. Visit their link at Infowars.com. Look for Max, the orange Home Gain Gorilla, to help you with any real estate needs you might have. You'll love this site. It's HomeGain.com. HomeGain.com. Check them out today.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Okay, this is breaking exclusive information. We are 8 minutes into the third hour today. Birgitta Jones-Dottier, who led the charge in the Icelandic parliament to say no to the Goldman Sachs looting of her country. They've successfully seized Greece after selling them derivatives. They've also got it through their parliament to create a media haven for internet freedom. We'll talk about that with her. They just had a conference in Europe dealing with the persecution of free speech. I just covered mainstream news in the U.S. where they're arresting people that send emails to senators who annoy them. You get charged with felonies. So that is going on. But Birgitta Jones-Dottier joins us, and we're really honored to have her. She's a member of the Icelandic Parliament for the movement party group chairperson. And we really appreciate her coming on with us. She's on the Foreign Affairs Committee, Environmental Committee, EU Application Committee, Truth Commission Committee, and the NATO Committee. Birgitta Jones-Dottier became a member in 2009 and is now a worldwide leader known for standing up for freedom. Also, when she was on with us last year for the first time, I noticed that Julian Assange, if I'm pronouncing that right, the founder of WikiLeaks was in the background. Jerem was pointing out, I think the WikiLeaks founder is in her house. Yeah, there he is. and then now, of course, he's internationally sought. The Pentagon admits they have a task force out. Pentagon Papers, Daniel Ellsberg, told MSNBC that he had a hit team out trying to kill him. And that he believes there may be a Pentagon hit team out that's been declassified with the Pentagon Papers trying to go after the WikiLeaks founder. And he put out an email 2 weeks ago saying she is now basically his spokesman. And so we're talking to her, and she did work with him, she can say, on the helicopter slaughter video in Baghdad. He's reportedly got hundreds of other things he could release. And I said to her during the break, I said, look, Birgitta, especially you, intelligent, lovely, smart, dynamic, we want you to stay alive. You guys better release everything you got and quick. And she said, I agree. So we'll hear that in her own words. Good to have you here with us.
Well, good to be back.
Okay. I mean, let's go through this, your relationship to WikiLeaks, who Julian is for those that... I mean, he's the guy on television in the black suit with a red tie and the blonde platinum hair, folks, the founder of WikiLeaks. I mean, how this saga has been unfolding. Give us basically a boil down, and then let's start wherever you'd like.
Okay. Well, WikiLeaks became instantly famous in Iceland in August last year when there was an injunction on a story that they had actually leaked. It was an injunction not on our national television not to broadcast the news about the leak. It was a loan book from one of the big banks. So instead of saying nothing, the broadcaster decided to put a picture of the website on the TV and the URL and said you can read all about it there. So they became instantly known here and very well thought of. In December, I was invited to speak at a conference about digital freedom and WikiLeaks were there also here at Reykjavik University. And they were introducing or discussing an idea about a press haven or sort of taking the idea behind tax havens and reversing it into transparency haven.
Birgitta, I hate to bug you, but your Skype was down today or we couldn't connect to Iceland and your cell phone is I can hear you, but I've got to really focus. Can you try putting the receiver closer to your mouth?
Yep. Is this better?
John, that's better, isn't it? Yeah, keep going.
Okay. So I approached them and said, you know, coming from the background of being a writer, journalist, activist, and one of the pioneers in bringing the internet to Iceland, I approached them and I said, let's do this, because I understood the scope of it, and I understood that every day these basic rights that we sort of take for granted when it comes to freedom of information, freedom of expression and speech are being carefully eroded from us. And like in the UK, they have used, and in Europe in general, they have used the Anti-Terrorist Act to chip away these freedoms at such a pace that people don't really realize how much of these freedoms have been taken away from us. And now they've started with all these filtering, using child pornography filters as the reason for filtering out all sorts of stuff, including WikiLeaks. Just heard today...
Well, large wireless networks all over Europe block Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Paul Watson's written stories about that, and they admit in Australia their Chinese net-style censorship program, for those who just joined us, admittedly will use government software to track what you're looking at and blocking things from pro-life groups to environmental groups to local dentists. in Australia, and we now know that they have the Cybersecurity Act to do the same thing here in the United States, and the FCC says you'll have a black box at the ISP and in your home, so this is really happening.
This has to be stopped, because if we don't have access to information, how in the world are both the general public and legislators going to be able to take enlightened decisions based on reality? I mean, just like what's happening in the UK is that they have passed all these super injunctions, meaning that journalists cannot tell that they can't tell the story. And I think this is very serious.
Yeah, they call that a D-notice in England, for those that don't know. You may see a cop murder someone, and they'll just issue a D-notice. They're issuing a lot more of them now. And similarly, here in the U.S., cops will say you can't videotape what they're doing 100 yards away, and they'll arrest you even though there's no law. They claim it's wiretapping when there's no perception of privacy. So there's a real tyranny here against the new media, and the old media is in trouble and losing its viewers and readers, so it's teaming up with government and corrupt corporations in a perfect storm and openly selling to shut down the true internet.
Yep. Well, we have to fight this on all fronts, and the Icelandic Modern Media Initiative, this proposal that I managed to pass through the parliament with the unanimous vote on June 16th, even the government backed it, is an attempt to sort of put the foot down and also to create a dialogue about what is really going on when it comes to new media. Because most of the media is moving on to the internet, and if we don't deal with the reality and deal with all these weak laws, or the fact that so many of these legislations are being destroyed or eroded.
Yeah, if we don't stand up now, it's going to be just like radio 80 years ago when governments took that over and restricted the ban. For those that don't know, there's a much wider band. There should be much more community involvement. But with the internet, there's an unlimited spectrum of space, and they're artificially, openly saying, I mean, White House science czar, White House regulations czar, Cass Sunstein openly says he wants to restrict free speech.
Well, I really encourage everybody that care about these things to start the dialogue. I have been actually amazed by the reaction that I've got to this proposal just as I filed it in February.
And this idea could spread, just like your idea to have free zones for true internet freedom versus everybody becoming like China. You're offering the alternative of everybody becoming like Iceland, just like you're an example of standing up against the bankers.
Well, it's easy to change the Icelandic Modern Media Initiative, the IME, into the International Media Modern Media Initiative. So I think I am offering this. Iceland can be the icebreaker. We can pass this. I'm suggesting or tasking the government to change 13 different laws in 4 different ministries. And once we've put all that in place, and there's in particularly a very, very important aspect of this as well, and that is we are bringing together all the best legislation from around the world in order to create this safe haven for not only
well, Brigida, respectfully, I want to give you the floor and have you get into that positive thing, but you've got a lot of courage. And let's just get it on record here that Daniel Ellsberg, very well respected, said there were hit teams issued to kill him. He thinks you guys are in physical danger with WikiLeaks. You are the spokesman right now for Julian Assange. He is being hunted. He just put out an email today through you and through others that he is going back into complete hiding. And the Pentagon says he is being hunted by them, and he's about to release all this. Can we talk about that first, about your role in releasing the copter murder video? We'll play some of that in the background. And then give us any idea on what it is he's about to release that's got the Pentagon so scared. I mean, they've arrested the military officer that released this and are still holding him with no lawyers right now.
Well, just to clarify, Julian Assange, I just acted as a spokesperson for him while he was in hiding in Australia. He has appeared now. He appeared in Brussels last week when we both were attending a seminar at the European Parliament discussing freedom of expression in Europe. So if people want to get hold of him, they can just do that directly through email and stuff like that.
Well, we've been trying to get a hold of him, and he's emailed us back a few times. Can you put in a good word to him to get him to come on this show?
Yeah, absolutely. I don't feel that I'm in an imminent danger or know, the reason why Julian has been undercover is to be, you know, using common sense and being cautious. We don't want to make it easy for the bastard, to use his own words. I think it will shake the world, the next stuff that comes out of the WikiLeaks. I also want to stress that when it comes to Brad Manning, the U.S. soldier that is in detention in Kuwait and has been in detention for 4 weeks without being charged, and there's a complete catch-22 when it comes to getting him proper lawyers. He has a military lawyer appointed to him. He can't get the lawyers that WikiLeaks has been assigned for him because he has to ask for it, but he can't. Nobody can give him the information that these lawyers have.
Why? We've got to go to break. This is incredible info. But you say the next information will shake the world. Are you implying it's much bigger than the copter massacre?
Maybe.
All right, stay there. I'm on the edge of my seat here. And the Pentagon says it's thousands of documents and videos. So Lord knows what treasure trove you guys have got. And anything to end these wars as soon as possible. I think you underestimate how much danger you're in, though.
Global meltdowns, massive unemployment, endless wars, a new currency crisis, financially and morally bankrupt. A great and terrible storm is approaching. So what's the best way to get ready? To get prepared for hard times ahead? Introducing Off the Grid News, a weekly newsletter for independent patriots who want practical advice on how to survive and prosper in an increasingly dangerous world. It's the best way to get a black belt in emergency preparedness, survival skills, and off-the-grid living. Off the Grid News is fiercely independent, all about self-reliance, and packed with helpful information on survival gardening, food preparation, alternative energy, herbal medicines, privacy and security, as well as God, gold, and guns, with absolutely no apologies. And the best part? This $100 a year service is now free of charge for our listeners. That's right, free for our listeners who sign up at offthegridnews.com. That's offthegridnews.com. You can sign up for free at offthegridnews.com. Offthegridnews.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit HerbalHealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com, and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
And the explanation he used was that he was understood that it was not safe for him to come to this country. He left it, and then later he explained, now when the Bradley Manning arrest was announced, he said, now you understand why I didn't come. I think it's worth mentioning a very new and ominous development in our country. I think he would not be safe, even physically, entirely, wherever he is. We have, after all, for the first time that I ever, perhaps in any democratic country, we have a president who has announced that he feels he has the right to use special operations operatives against anyone abroad that he thinks is associated with terrorism, that he suspects of it. And that includes American citizens. One American citizen is even named.
Julian Assange is who Daniel Ellsberg was talking about there on MSNBC. And for the last 2-3 weeks, the spokesman he designated is Birgitta Jones Dottier, the prestigious and very effective member of the Icelandic parliament. This is a short segment, long segment coming up. Plenty of time for her to break everything down. We were able to get her via video Skype. We'll see how long that holds. Okay, sorry you got cut off by the break. Briefly, the point you were trying to make about this shaking the world, the new information, can you give us any idea when it's coming out or why he hasn't released it yet? Because, I mean, they're arresting people. They're tracking people down. I mean, this is dangerous.
Well, first of all, I want to stress that there is no proof that links Manning to WikiLeaks. There is only this log from Adrian Lamo that looks like he is an FBI spook. So, you know, I can't verify if WikiLeaks has access to the documents that is claimed Manning leaked. I mean, we don't even know if Manning exists. So, but, you know, there will be releases very soon. There are some technical problems and so forth. So we just, or, you know, WikiLeaks just wants to make sure to release it in a proper fashion so it gets the attention it deserves.
But from what you say, it sounds like we're getting very, very close to this political bomb dropping.
I certainly hope so. I can't wait myself.
But you know what it is. You said it's going to shake the world.
Yeah, I know what it is.
Can you give us any hint?
No. Sorry.
We've seen reports that it deals with echelon spying, that it's also more massacre videos, drones killing people in Afghanistan. Wrong?
Some of that will be released soon, yes.
Say that again, I'm sorry.
Some of that will probably be released soon, but, you know, I have not been able to get hold of Julian for a while or other WikiLeaks people.
Oh, so you're saying, well, hold on, I mean, let me get this straight. You're saying there's lots of stuff coming out. So we got some drones killing people. We've got some NSA spying info. Are you saying it's not just one thing, it's a whole bunch of things?
Well, WikiLeaks kept submitted, you know, original documents, you know, every day, lots of them. So I am not sure, you know, how the process is going to be, and I can't really answer for exactly what is going to be released, but there is certainly a lot of documents being submitted to WikiLeaks every day, every week, every month, every year. So,
Well, Birgitta, I've got to say it has to be, and
it's very important that, because what WikiLeaks aims to do with every document is to verify if it is the real deal or not.
Well, Birgitta, I've got to say, I mean, you are like an Amazon goddess here. I mean, you are like Wonder Woman. I mean, with all the incredible, you're beating the banks. You got laws passed for an internet free zone where there's true freedom of the press. You're in there in WikiLeaks just devastating the New World Order. I tell you, I really admire you. I just want to say that right now.
Well, thank you. I'm just doing my best to help co-create a reality that I want to live in. And I think that it is something every individual should try to do and aspire to do.
Well, you are changing reality, and it shows what a go-getter can do. Could you have imagined 2 years ago when you first got active that you would have individually had this much success working with others?
Absolutely not. Not in my wildest dreams. I never aspired to be a politician, just to get that clear. And I think that it is time for ordinary activists to get into places of power to do have maximum influence both inside and outside establishments. And it is very important to work closely with grassroots groups because and not shape it into a political, traditional political parties, but to really create a bridge between ordinary people and the institutes that shape the laws that affect our lives.
Well, we're going to go to break, long segment coming up, and you know I could sit here and throw questions out all day, but I do want to get into the law that Iceland has passed, what that means for the rest of the world, how we can duplicate that, more of the attacks on free speech and the press, and anything else you think is important on the other side, not just Alex Jones asking his questions. Birgitta Jones-Dottier is our guest, member of the Icelandic Parliament, one of the premier leaders for freedom of the press, and for stopping the banking cartel and for sovereignty of nations. And she's instrumental in also keeping her country out of the euro. I mean, she is having a great effect.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. You've heard me talk about Calden 5-star soaps for years. This is an American-made product of the highest quality and compares to nothing you will find in stores. You can buy factory direct, shipped via UPS right to your door. Check them out on the web at 5starsoap.com or call 800-340-7091. Take my word for it. Once you've used Pure Soap, you won't buy anything else. Since 1947, Calben Soap Company has been showing consumers that soap can be tough on dirt and gentle on the environment. Buy American and stay clean, as well as support InfoWars. Visit 5starsoap.com today or call 1-800-340-7091. Well, Marty, what do you have to say?
As founder and owner for over 63 years, satisfaction is guaranteed or double your dirt back. Call us at 1-800-340-7091 for a free catalog or visit our website, 5starsoap.com. Thank you.
The question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand?
What have we got? A republic or a monarchy?
A republic
is based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
Not democracy, not mob rule, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land, they think they own our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so excited to be able to offer you, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the info war. Don't Tread on Me. Order it at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139 and support independent, patriotic Liberty Films.
We're going back to Virginia. Supreme Court nominee, the opposite of Birgitta Jones Dottier, the opposite of Thomas Jefferson or George Washington, openly believes that the government can, quote, disappear, that's a quote, any speech they don't like, and that the government can have legislation on the books or regulations to ban books. So we're going to be talking about that in the next hour. Before we go any further here today, I wanted to remind listeners that this radio show is funded by you. We're not funded by big global corporations. We're not funded by the Fortune 500 or by the Ford Foundation. We're funded by your PrisonPlanet.tv memberships. We can watch the live radio show in living video color and see the archives, get a podcast that's 64-bit, not 32, read my book, Paul Watson's book, see all my new films first, download them in high quality. Many other films have been authorized to post at PrisonPlanet.tv, like Camp FEMA, featuring myself and many others. Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic, with states' rights and how to take our country back. And if you just do it like Birgitta Jones Dottier did in Iceland, you can actually take your country back or your state back. This has the battle plan. Jason Burmes' new Invisible Empire, A New World Order Defined, that shows who these globalists are, what their master plan is. It's so important. My film that covers the whole banking eugenics takeover, Fall of the Republic, such an important documentary. Books that are available online at Infowars.com on the online video bookstore, like Genetic Roulette, the documented health risk of genetically engineered foods. I mean, ladies and gentlemen, total sterilization, cancer, you name it, from the government's own studies around the world. This sucker is like a textbook, but written to be very easy to understand. You may know all about the New World Order, but your friends, your family, your neighbors, they need Genetic Roulette. And then, of course, we've got five new T-shirts out available at Infowars.com in the shopping carts as well. Two new legalized freedom shirts. Great way to get out there and wake people up. Oh, and I almost forgot. I've got a few hundred of these left, and I think I'm going to still carry it once they're gone. But when I reorder, I'm going to stop offering the discount. This book is $19.95. It's a New York Times bestseller. It's $24.95 in stores. It's $19.95, and you get a free film of your choice, a free film that I've made, a DVD, free. So that's a $40 value for $19.95 at Infowars.com. I've only got a few hundred of these left. When I reorder, I'm not going to buy enough of them to get the big discount, so I'm going to have to jack the price up on them a bit. So if you want to get them, now is the time, Infowars.com. Okay, and it's also important to support organizations in your area, or if you're in Iceland, to support Birgitta Jones Dottier and to spread the word about what she's doing. Okay, enough of me, Birgitta. Continuing here on other issues or recapping things that you think are important for people to know about worldwide that just tuned in.
I have to say I had a very interesting week last week, because I was invited to go to the European Parliament to speak about freedom of expression in Europe. It was an organization inside the EU Parliament called ALDE, which is sort of a collaboration between liberals and Democrats. And it's amazing to hear how bad the situation is in Europe, because Europe always claims to be, just like the United States, the cradle of democracy. And at the same time, people are forgetting what the foundations of democracy is, and that is basically freedom of information, freedom of speech, and freedom of expression. If we don't have that, we have no freedom. And one thing that I have also figured out from just working as a legislator is that parliaments increasingly, from the parliaments that I have been looking at and the Icelandic one, have given away their power to create laws into the hands of the ministries. And who creates the laws in the ministries is the lawyers. So basically our free world has been taken over by lawyers, and I find that to be a little bit disturbing. And I find it to be extremely important that parliaments reclaim their powers as well, because parliaments are supposed to be this bridge between or reflection of the people that they are representing. And it is important that we do not have only professional politicians running the show. It is very important that ordinary people have a chance to reflect in a real way the real people that they are supposed to be representing. Anyway, I met also about 10 days ago Bill Still. He was here in Iceland. I don't know if you know who he is, but he created the Money Masters some years ago. and have the honor of being in a segment that comes along with his newest film. He was talking a lot about, like very many other people that have come to Iceland or gotten in touch with me, about an alternative monetary system. And I think that is very, very important. It has to be the next step that we do, is to find ways to have a completely different monetary system than we live with today. I find the fractional reserve banking system basically to be criminal. The way the entire financial world is run is criminal. And so, but we have to find solutions that are more in tune with reality, so we don't have these endless bubbles blowing over our worlds and sucking out the last riches that we have.
And to briefly boil that down, yes, I know about the Money Masters director. We actually carry that three-hour film at Infowars.com that was put out over a decade ago and is the preeminent work exposing the fractional reserve banking system that is mathematically designed to create more debt than you can physically pay back. And within a generation, the bankers get incredible power while the bubble's expanding. And then when it implodes, they fully enslave you. That's what's happened to Africa, Latin America, and poor areas of Asia. It's on record that the IMF and World Bank have done this, and now they're doing it to Greece. What is it like for you to see Greece? Iceland says no. It turns out the banks admit Iceland didn't really owe all this money. Most of the debt was their debt. They were making you pay it. And that 600-plus islands, their roads, their infrastructure is being individually sold back to the banking and brokerage firm owners who are buying the islands from the Greek government with money they stole from the Greek people. I mean, this is incredible.
It is really incredible, and I really feel for the Greek people. And I've been collaborating a little bit with some people in Greece and managed to get together. There's an international organization called the TAC, A-T-T-A-C .org, that have been fighting, you know, the IMF and introducing such systems as the token tax and so forth. But we have not been saved in Iceland, because what the government did is that they put in the newest contract with the IMF, because we are all having our third review, they put in that we would actually pay back and that we would compensate reasonable taxes, which is totally against what the nation voted for.
Okay, so see, I've missed this. Last time I checked, you've been in a year-long fight. You had said, no, we're not going to pay these tens of billions of dollars that we don't owe to banks that sold derivatives. We're not going to have public groups pay private debt. And so the parliament passed that, and you're now saying the bureaucracy is circumventing the will of the people and the government.
Well, the government, the government actually said, or the Icelandic finance minister and the head of the central bank, signed the latest sort of site or the latest contract with the IMF. What the nation did actually vetoed the what the parliament had passed as a the new contract about ICES last when was it, in January or March? It's been so eventful this year. Anyway, so we are by far not saved, and I am sending out, as today, I am sending out right here and right now an SOS to help us get out of the IMF program. We do need the plan B, and we do need all the possible help we can, and I really think that nations that have been struggling under the IMF program need to work together and to just inform each other what do we have to make sure that we have to look out for. For example, just recently, a month ago, one of our energy companies has been taken over or bought by a foreign investor, and that is always the first step in an IMF program. We will lose all our assets or all our natural resources to foreign investors, multi-corporations, just like what happened in Bolivia. When Bechtel privatized the water and even the rainwater, you had to pay for that. So we are not saved yet. So we need all the help.
But you did win but you did win that major victory in saying no up front. But of course, they never back off. They just keep pushing and pushing and pushing. Going back to WikiLeaks here briefly, I mean, this is such a huge story. Is there anything else you can tell us, or just in one statement without me interrupting, break down your part in that saga? I mean, so we can understand how you guys release things or how you're involved with WikiLeaks, how the famous Baghdad massacre footage from 2007 got released a few months ago, showing them shooting the van full of kids, killing the Reuters reporter, and then laughing about it. And we'll play some of that video in the background while you're speaking. I mean, can you talk about your involvement in that video?
Well, I started to work with a couple of people from WikiLeaks, Julian Assange and Daniel Smith, in relation to, you know, ask them to help me and other organizations here in Iceland because they have such incredible insight into where laws are weak and where laws are strong when it comes to information and protection of sources and whistleblowers and so forth. So I started to work with them, and we had probably around 10 people from different parts of the world working with us, legal experts and so forth, when it comes to legislation in this regard. So during that period, it was quite intense work period, March, April, well, it was March. I saw the Iraqi video, and I decided to help with that in any which way I could during my Easter holiday from the parliament, because, you know, I am one of these people that helped organize protests against this war before it became a reality. And knowing how war is, I know that there's always war crimes and hideous things that happen that nobody will ever get to know. So when I saw this video, it was just a confirmation on what I had heard but not seen, and it was such an incredibly shocking scene to see, and particularly after you knew who they were blasting down. And just this general emptiness in the video, the complete disrespect for the people they had just killed or were about to kill.
Yeah, even if you're going to kill somebody, you should be reverent about it. This childlike, I mean, I saw videos of the G20 protesters singing, "Oh Canada, Oh Canada," and police beating men, women, and children. And I saw the comments going, "Yeah, beat them hippies." I mean, again, they're fighting against the corrupt banks that are robbing us. But even if they are hippies, what's wrong with that? Why would you support an injustice? Why do people feel like they're winners when they kill some kids or beat some women? I mean, this is sick.
It is very sick. And I think one of the beautiful elements of this entire story with the Iraqi video is that we did send a journalist, an investigative journalist, one of our best here in Iceland, to Baghdad to fact check, if he could find witnesses and the children and so forth. And he indeed did find the children who had been very seriously wounded. And Ethan, I forgot his last name, one of the soldiers that actually discovered the children and was running with them to the sort of a hospital.
That's right. The ground forces show up and save the children who are bleeding to death. And then they tell the helicopters, "You shot kids," and the helicopter guys start basically laughing about it, showing the difference. They're up dehumanized themselves, dehumanizing those they're killing, but the actual ground troops, they're actually there seeing the carnage, and they haven't lost their humanity.
But this, in particular, this soldier who was carrying the children, he has done some incredibly courageous acts, and he's with another soldier written an apology to the families for example, to the children and the mother who lost their husband. She lost her husband and they lost their father. And I think one of the reasons the children were saved was that, you know, the father's body after it had been killed shielded them. So, in a sense, and it was so important also for the families of the Reuters staff to finally hear the truth, and I find it so important that we remember that this is just one video. How many more incidents are there like this? This is not just one freak incident. There's another segment in this video, if you watch the raw cut, where you can see them blasting up a house or a big department building. And there is this guy just walking along the pavement, and they have him, they see him, and there's still fire at the house, and just, they have no respect for life. And there were so many families in that house. And there was, they actually, the reporter from Iceland managed to track down one of the people that lived there. And he lost his wife and his daughter.
That's so important to humanize these people, because when the army's used against us here in the United States, we want to be seen as human, and they are training the military to take on the American people. In fact, here's an article today. Czech military to help National Guard establish chemical warfare unit in Texas. And I've been to these drills. These foreign troops are actually training to take on the American people. They'll have a decontamination drill in front of the media for outward consumption, but the real drills are to take on the American people. And we're going to premiere next week the video from Chicago of foreign troops training to take on the American people. So it's Iraqis today, it's us tomorrow. But you said something interesting, Birgitta Jonsdottir, member of the Icelandic parliament and who helped leak some of the WikiLeaks information videos. You were saying that the army specialist Bradley Manning, you were implying that he really didn't, isn't the one that gave this information to WikiLeaks. I mean, you're saying that...
I'm just saying that, you know, I personally don't have any proof for that. So I don't want to assume that it is indeed him or somebody else.
But, I mean, let's say it is him. I mean, Daniel Ellsberg didn't get in trouble, or they tried to, for releasing stuff that showed the government was lying and knew that the Vietnam War was lost, but was a moneymaker. I mean, if the people that released the photos of Abu Ghraib torture, they didn't go to prison. The people that did the torture did. This is many human rights experts have pointed out, Obama seems to be expanding persecution of whistleblowers that have always been protected.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think, you know, if indeed this is Bradley Manning that leaked the Iraqi video, I think he's a hero, and he should be hailed like a hero. And I think it is very disturbing to find out what is actually occurring under Obama, because I think a lot of people were hoping that he would be entirely different than he has been showing. His very different person than before election. And I think that you guys have to be extremely on alert and on guard and to give him proper pressure so that he doesn't impose all these...
Brigitte, just stay there. Final segment with you.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or 2-sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at InfoWars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
The problem.
How do I cook food without power?
How do I light my home with no electricity?
How do I get emergency radio broadcasts?
How can I make safe drinking water?
When your power goes out, the solution for cooking, baking, home lighting, listening to the radio, and producing clean water is the Family Emergency Kit from KeroStove. KeroStove has been in business for over 12 years with the largest selection of kerosene stoves and family preparedness supplies in the U.S. Now, get the Family Emergency Kit at KeroStove.com for only $4.29 plus shipping, a savings of nearly $200. It's perfect for off-the-grid living. Call 888-395-1164 today. That's 888-395-1164 and ask about weekly specials or check the specials online each week at KeroStove.com. Again, call 888-395-1164 or go to KeroStove.com. Kero Stove for family emergency solutions.
Well, an award-winning documentary filmmaker is going to have a new film about the murder of Pat Tillman. It's going to air in theaters around the country and then on television, probably HBO. McChrystal, by the way, was the guy who engaged in that cover-up of the murder of Pat Tillman. He was going to whistleblow about opium production and the war being a fraud, and they weren't going to let their biggest poster boy do that, so they killed him better than a hammer. He was shot at a distance, and they came up on him and shot him at near point-blank range three times in the head. And Army coroner came out and said he was murdered. All the evidence showed murder. So they're not going to cover this up, and that's at GCNLive.com by Paul Joseph Watson, the letters GCN Live. That's the network website. It's a PrisonPlanet.com article, but the best place to find it's at GCNLive.com. New big screen documentary exposes Pat Tillman. Cover up, very, very important. And Birgitta Jones Dottier is with us. She's a champion of liberty, really is. And, you know, she's saying, oh, I'm not in danger. Oh, you know, the head of WikiLeaks, he's not in danger. Well, Ellsberg says he is in danger. You know, he's saying that Julian Assange is in danger, and I tend to agree. And so please, I know you want to get it out perfect and have journalists all over vet the videos and documents you have first, but if it came from the Pentagon, I would just put it all out there and say, folks, you decide what you think of this. This is too dangerous. We're handing the ball off. But that's my advice. And I'm not trying to scare you. You're a member of parliament, but, you know, I told the DC madam, I said, you need to release everything you know about those clients. And she didn't do it. And they murdered her. And I talked to her apartment manager. She said, yeah, men were following her. She was going to see her mom. She thought they were trying to kill her. And then they did a fake note. I even compared the note. I even got the suicide note, compared it to her lease agreement that was sent to me by the manager of the condos. He was friends with her. She'd lived there for a decade, and they killed her. Now, I'm not trying to scare you. I'm just telling you, these people don't play games. And I know you know that, but just you're not bulletproof. We love you, and you know, ideas are bulletproof, but you're not bulletproof, and he's not bulletproof. Either don't release it and say, okay, I'm not going to release it, or get that info out now, because they are hunting Julian Assange. Go ahead.
Well, I just want to stress that this information will be out as soon as possible.
And you're never going to commit suicide?
Never.
And Julian would never commit suicide?
No. So, I think, you know, we're being cautious. I mean, in particular him and other WikiLeaks volunteers. But I find that it would be very important that people go to the WikiLeaks.org website and read all the other material that is already available there. There's an incredible goldmine of information that, you know, has been coming through the site for more than 2 years, or no, 3 years. So go and educate yourself. I think that's very important. And there's also a lot of, if people want to familiarize themselves with the image proposal, there's a very comprehensive website with information about what this will actually do after immi.is.
Well, Birgitta, we salute you and thank you for coming on and being interrogated. We look forward to speak to you as soon as this video or this text gets released. Will you promise to come on for at least 10, 15 minutes when the new video comes out or new WikiLeaks information?
I will do so.
Well, you're awesome. Any other websites you'd like to give out for people?
Well, I just want to stress and please ask people if they have horror stories from the IMF please share it with me. I'm hoping that we can put together a documentary about how the IMF really works. So please share this information if you have it.
Well, you're awesome. You're getting laws passed. You're getting documents out. You're making films. You are doing everything you can for human liberty. And because of your spirit and people like you, Birgitta Jones Dottier, humanity and my children have a shot at a good future. We salute you. God bless you. We'll be back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, we got Larry Becraft in the balance of the hour coming up after the 8 after. I know we got loaded phones, and I've done a pretty good job lately of getting to some of your phone calls. But right now, let's jam in as many calls as we can. I'm trying to pull up my call list right now. I'm going to try to get in as many as I can, so just a minute or two from each person before we get our guest on about Elena Kagan and the ongoing nightmare Supreme Court nomination that's going on right now. So we'll break down who this woman really is and what she really stands for. We've got her college thesis here about socialism. If you want to be Hillary Clinton or you want to be a Supreme Court justice, you got to be a commie because that's all Goldman Sachs bankroll. She's also a Goldman Sachs partner. Of course, the banks want you to be a communist. You give them all your money, they give you a machine gun in the face. Hi, I'm Elena Kagan. You know, Mrs. Penguin. Let's go ahead and talk to Joe in Hawaii. You're on the air, Joe.
Hey, hi, Alex Jones. You've been doing a great job. I commend you for that.
Well, I try my best.
I just wanted to mention to you, you talked about how people that were born in the 70s were on a database. And I wanted to comment on that, they like to use two decades, I guess, you know, because it kind of like there's a lot of bias and, you know, and...
Well, all I know is the facts. In a worldwide program in almost every industrialized country, starting in 1972-73, all blood was taken from babies at birth, and they told them, oh, it's a blood test, honey. And it was sent to the Pentagon for bioweapons research, mainly. And now that's all declassified. I got the secret documents 15 years ago. People wouldn't believe it. Go ahead.
Well, anyways, so I think that that's, you know, I've been fighting this for quite some time. I wrote a letter to Dan Rather back in 89, and he didn't reply back to me.
Well, I would imagine he got, you know, gets a lot of mail, but
okay. But anyways, I was the reason that, you know, I've noticed, like on TV and so forth, there's a lot of biasness on certain ages that they, you know, prefer. And
well, they're always playing class off, race off, what, you know, time frame you came from. It's all about categorizing things so they can divide and conquer us instead of, I'm into liberty. I'm into freedom. I'm against tyranny. because almost everyone is for liberty. So they try to confuse us and have us go off of, I've got a mohawk, well, I wear a cowboy hat. All these little niches and little fake terms we attach to ourselves. I'm not saying it's bad if you wear a cowboy hat or have a mohawk. I don't care. People see some of my crew, and some are conservative looking, some are preppy looking, some look like hippies, some look like punk rockers. You know, I don't care what you look like. It's the content of your actions that I care about. I have found, though, statistically, sometimes people into certain types of genres and things are into self-destructive things, and I stay away from them. But I appreciate your call, Joe. I appreciate that. Let's go ahead and talk to Josh in California. You're on the air.
Hi, Alex.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, you know, I was wondering, I've noticed recently, every time I've seen an oil spill on television anywhere, like the Exxon Valdez, a number of them, they've always been black. And I've noticed that there's a lot of red in all of this, and they haven't really explained that. But I was curious if you had heard anything about
that. Yeah, I can explain it. Most of what you're seeing, in fact, I saw this on CBS, I saw it on ABC, I meant to do a YouTube about it a month ago. They would show crews picking up oil, and it wasn't oil. It was seaweed. A couple months ago, it started coming in. It comes in the spring, and it's there all summer. On the south coast, on the coast of the Gulf, there's seaweed, and it's green in the water. And it's red a day out of the water, and then it shrivels up and turns black. And most of what they cleaned up was seaweed, and so it's the media panicking and showing seaweed, sometimes seaweed mixed with oil, because the oil hasn't come in yet. The real fun starts once it comes into shore, and so they're fear-mongering. But also, I've seen some of it coming out of the wellhead that's red, so there's different types of crude oil.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633. The Fall of America and the Western World is an all-new 10-hour documentary and survival guide rolled into one. In this film, you will see the reasons why our government is failing and what you can do to prepare. Featuring Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, Joseph Farah, David Icke, Naomi Wolf, G. Edward Griffin, Doug McIntyre, Mark Crispin Miller, Mickey Z, Doug Casey, David McIlvaney, and myself, Alex Jones. Protect yourself and get the tools you need to protect your family from these difficult times. The Fall of America and the Western World at www.thefallofamerica.net or click on the banners at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Again, that website's www.thefallofamerica.net or call 800-655-1577. Prepare yourself and the ones you love today. fallofamerica.net. Hi folks, this is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Silver Lungs Generator. Now you can produce pure and endless colloidal silver and deliver the solution directly into the bloodstream by breathing the solution through the lungs. The respiratory system is the first line of defense for airborne pathogens and viruses. The Silver Lungs Generator infuses the respiratory system with your self-produced nano-silver solutions and also delivers the silver nanoparticles instantly into the bloodstream. With continued legislation threatening the sale of nano-silver products, you can now produce pure and endless colloidal silver with the Silver Lungs Generator. Very easy to follow, step-by-step instructions are provided, making production fast and simple. Go to www.silverlungs.com today and learn more about the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. That's www.silverlungs.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Well, joining us for the next 52 minutes is Larry Beecraft, constitutional attorney based in Huntsville, Alabama, who specializes in criminal defense cases, primarily involving the federal income tax. And he's won a lot of cases in the highest courts of the land. He's a real patriot constitutional lawyer. That's why we like to have him on. In fact, we should have him on a lot more than we've had him on. Just time flies when you're fighting tyranny and having fun. And we'll give you his website on screen for prisonplanet.tv viewers as well, and have him verbally give it out to radio listeners coming up. Now, he sent us something I hadn't seen. I'd seen some of her law papers. I'd seen decisions and positions she put out as Solicitor General. I had seen how she lobbied in White House minutes for radical political agenda. She's anti-Second Amendment. She's made statements like, if the government doesn't like speech, we can disappear it. We've got the diversity czar in the White House saying we need to have censorship like Hugo Chavez of Venezuela. I've seen Cass Sunstein, of course, say put a tax on at first the internet and alternative news, then start arresting people. That's now been proposed by the FCC and made national news, even in the Associated Press. I mean, this is really happening, to start the taxing, to start the black boxes that decide what you can get, the prior restraint of information. So it's all going on. But I wanted to get him on last week about Kagan coming up, but he separately this morning sent us her thesis, the conclusions, lengthy, and I've only read part of it, but he's read the whole 100-page document, The Final Conflict. The globalists always call it the final revolution, the final conflict. Socialism in New York City, 1900 to 1933. And just scanning over it, I said to Beecraft, is this how the socialist wonderful dream failed when the progressives tried to take over? And he said, yes. So we're going to get him to go over the lowlights of this. And of course, last year we got Hillary's thesis that had been sealed. How great Lenin was. How great. I mean, these people are monsters. They are revolutionaries overthrowing our republic. They want to silence you. They want to make you a ward of the state. But I wanted to first, with Larry Beecraft, get his take, and he has heard it, I asked him, of Kagan's own words, it's fine if the law bans books because government won't really enforce it. This is her before the Supreme Court, as the Solicitor General, and the Supreme Court saying, well, this statute that's being challenged in a court case, we're saying it should be changed, not even a statute, it's a regulation, because it doesn't matter if it hasn't been used. This says the government can ban books preemptively, and so we want it thrown out. And she says, no, if it hasn't been used, we're not going to voluntarily change it in the federal agencies. Because it doesn't matter, because she wants to keep that power there. And I don't know what you legally call this, but the justices, you know, got angry with her and did reverse her. But here's an article, Nat Hentoff, Philadelphia man indicted for using right to free speech. And I read this earlier in the show, but I want to reread it because it's so important. This has been all over the news, but the news is reporting it as if it's a good thing. Bruce Shore had lost his job. He saw Senator Jim Bunning on C-SPAN, on Washington Journal, talking about how he didn't want to have to go debate unemployment benefits because he wanted to go to a baseball game. And that made the man livid because he was on unemployment. So he sent an email saying, are you all insane? That's quote, no checks equal no food for me. Do you get it? And then it goes on how the grand jury indicted him, the FBI arrested him, and U.S. Marshals came and got him, and they quoted in the indictment by the grand jury the language in the Communications Act of 1934 as amended and updated, and including electronic messages of the Telecommunications Act of 96. And it said he did utilize the device to abuse, threaten, or harass any person who received the communication. And so they're now saying, well, calling them crazy or asking if you're insane is now an act of again, what's the key term they use here? Of trying to find it, of annoyance. Annoyance will put you in prison. Now, if that isn't the essence of tyranny, I don't know what is. So I wanted to dovetail that with Kagan's asinine statement of, well, just because it's on the books and we haven't used it, let's leave it there. Let's get Larry Becraft's take on that. Larry, thank you for joining us.
Best pleasure, Alex. How you doing?
Good. Break down what you think of this before I play the short clip.
You mean Kagan?
Yes, Kagan's arguing that we can have a law on the books to ban books.
This gets back around to, if you remember when Sotomayor was being going through her confirmation hearings, you know, she was asked questions about the Second Amendment. And, you know, she seemed to acknowledge, you know, what she, you know, it's, it means what it says. You know, I'm not going to be an advocate on the court that's going to do something different. And yet, yesterday when that decision came out, guess where Sotomayor is? She's in the minority. She's against it.
Yeah, she said, I support the Chicago total gun ban, just like the attorney general, just like Obama as a senator. I mean, they're a pack of liars.
Kagan has an agenda. And her agenda is revealed. One of the two things that I haven't had access to are some University of Chicago Law Review articles that she wrote. She wrote one in 1993, and she wrote one in 1996. The first one is entitled Regulation of Hate Speech and Pornography. And the second one in 96, Private Speech, Public Purpose, The Role of Governmental Motive in the First Amendment Doctrine. Now, if you take a look at, you know, all the cases dealing with the First Amendment, take into consideration what the First Amendment says, Congress shall make no law. And then take a look at the decisions, and, you know, the court's pretty strong in upholding First Amendment rights and saying government...
Yeah, her opinion in these law reviews is ass backwards.
Absolutely, but she has an agenda, and the agenda is to move away and bring in a new criteria for judging rights under the First Amendment. You know, right now, the way the Supreme Court will look at it is, here's speech, somebody said it, and is government abridging it, stopping the speech. She wants to come along, and if you read these two law review articles that she's written, her objective is to, well, let's bring in a new format here for analysis of it. And government can regulate speech if government has a good motive.
And the quote is, if we're stopping discrimination, prior constraint is okay, we can disappear the speech.
Correct. I think that's one of the reasons why she's being promoted to the court.
Yeah, they said, my God, this woman ought to be running Nazi Germany or Soviet Russia. In fact, you say you have those papers. I've read them before on air, but do you have those actual quotes in front of you?
Well, I don't have those quotes. I've got some quotes that I pulled up for the purposes of the show. Like in the 1993 Law Review article, you know, she stated, the question I pose is whether there are any ways to achieve at least some of the goals of, you know, anti-pornography and anti-hate in spite of the First Amendment. And then she goes on to say, well, you know, we could come up with some legislation that might be able to surmount the First Amendment hurdles. That's her major point that she makes in her 93.
Yeah, I've seen that quote. Like the First Amendment's a hurdle you got to get over. And boy, isn't she a genius, because she's going to figure out. I mean, Thomas Jefferson had these quotes about, you know, let's not have people in there in the future that twist the meaning of things. Let's be very clear. And it is very clear.
Well, that's exactly what her purpose is to change the meaning, make it more confusing, to totally stand it on its head. Now, the 96 Law Review article she wrote, had, you know, she bringing in a new concept, and you'll find that, you know, Law Review articles written by, you know, the pointy-headed people like Elena Kagan, you know, the whole purpose is to begin to change the philosophy of things. And, you know, in this particular article, she's bringing in the idea that, well, you know, we ought to look at the First Amendment from the perspective of, you know, does the government have a good motive? And, you know, if the government has a motive in suppressing a certain speech, and it's, you know, it's a beneficial and it's a good motive, that plays a role in whether or not we can squelch free speech. And so you can see, if she gets on the court, First Amendment, you know, she's going to begin the corrosion of what we understand today as way in the way of our First Amendment rights. That's her whole purpose for getting on the court. Would you agree? Or
oh, I've listened. I've read
also,
these.
She's a big friend of Cass Sunstein. She mentions him in this 1996.
Well, he's the one that brought her into Harvard. And, of course, she's a former Goldman Sachs member. And he minces no words. He says, I want to arrest people. And we've read his quotes. No, I mean, I agree with you totally. I've read the same law papers that you've read. I just want to get your view on it. And it's just that it gets more and more incredible how brazen they are. I mean, this woman... is not suited. She's never tried a case. She's never been a judge.
She's a millionaire.
So I guess
she's a millionaire, Alex. Don't forget that.
Yeah, so she's rich, so it's okay.
Right. Hey, Alex, you know, let's get back to before she wrote in 1981. You know, she was a student at Princeton, and she had to write a thesis. So she sat out, and you know that somebody, you know, but listen, let's go back to the days when you and I were that age, you know, early 20s. Has your mindset really changed since you were 20, 21?
No.
You've learned more facts, and you've matured in your same beliefs.
Yes, I was pro Second Amendment, pro property rights, patriotic American, and my parents passed on what I can now look back in hindsight, the proper, you know, view, the only view, pro liberty, true freedom, true individualism, and it's only become more seasoned and more intense.
Well, she's from the same mold. She has gone down through the same process. She was socialistic. She wouldn't sit down and write 130 pages about the history of socialism in a 20-year period at the first part of the 20th century, 1901 through about 1919, 1920. She writes a history of, you know, why the socialistic movement in New York, you know, got rolling, and, you know, how it had to go through a bunch of battles, and, you know, how it waned and, you know, didn't have any influence. Now, that is so, when you sit down and read what she wrote in her thesis, you can tell she's not someone that is against communism. She is somebody that throws in all the little places, you know, the glories of socialism. She loves it. Now,
Stay there. You've got the thesis, and I haven't seen anybody cover this, so I'm glad you ferreted this out. Larry Beecraft, constitutional lawyer and scholar, is our guest. We're going to come back and go through her writings, go through what this thesis says, and then I'm going to ask him about this new Second Amendment ruling. We'll be right back.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central banks, to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion in productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
You may be arrested and/or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at InfoWars.com
or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you've got to try MyPillow. Introducing the most revolutionary, most comfortable, and coolest pillow ever, MyPillow. Imagine your very own custom fit pillow. MyPillow is the only pillow of its kind on the market that uses a patented fill, custom made to your exact individual needs. MyPillow is 100% made in the USA and has a natural built-in cooling effect that keeps your cervical nerves cool. And that helps you get the best REM sleep possible. MyPillow helps alleviate snoring, migraine, sleep apnea, and other sleeping disorders. MyPillow is antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, machine washable and dryable, comes in many sizes and will not go flat. And best of all, MyPillow comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So what do you have to lose? Except poor sleep. Go to MyPillowShop.com, mention coupon code GCN and receive up to $40 off. That's MyPillowShop.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. MyPillow for the rest of your life.
Larry Becraft, constitutional lawyer, is our guest. We're looking at the confirmation of Elena Kagan. Will she be confirmed? Republicans are leaning towards, at least the leadership, saying they're going to confirm her. You had four of the nine, that's a good point Larry made out of the gates, who said, we believe in total gun bans in America. It's not an individual right, yesterday. And the way I read that decision is, but we'll talk about this in the next segment with him, is that, oh, you got a right, but we can regulate it down to nothing. And so this is the first time the Supreme Court, from my knowledge, has ruled that they have a right to start restricting. So I see it as a big defeat overall, kind of like the last ruling said, well, we can regulate and restrict them. You just can't be a total restriction. But we'll get Larry Becraft's take on that coming up later. Larry, getting back into her thesis, here it is, conclusion to the thesis. As she's basically just talking about why the poor socialist didn't completely take America down and like they were able to in the Soviet Russia. Please continue.
Well, Alex, I think her conclusion, you know, this is a lady that wrote about for 130 plus pages in her thesis, The Glories of Socialism. She examined the 20-year period. It shows to me she's studying exactly what she likes. Now, the conclusion is a very good demonstration of how she feels. Could I read the very last paragraph of the conclusion of her thesis?
Oh, no, read all the quotes you want directly from her.
Through its own internal feuding, then, the Socialist Party exhausted itself forever and further reduced labor radicalism in New York to the position of marginality and insignificance from which it has never recovered. The story is a sad but also chastening one for those who, more than a half a century after socialism's decline, still wish to change America. Radicals have often succumbed to the devastating bane of sectarianism. It is easier, after all, to fight one's fellows than it is to battle an entrenched and powerful foe. Yet if the history of local New York shows anything, it is that American radicals cannot afford to become their own worst enemies. In unity lies their only hope. She penned these words. She wants the forces of socialism that were battling each other back in the early part of the 20th
century. Well, they're a pack of parasites. They can never
in the battle to unite and become America's radicals.
And of course they can't ever work together. They're a bunch of parasites, a bunch of vampires, and vampires can't feed on vampires. But the big banks literally finance these monsters because they socialize working people's wealth and then give it to themselves. And the poor working people that got conned into socialism, they end up in a work camp. Did you see her yesterday and today? The way I've never seen somebody in a confirmation hearing for the cabinet, for the military, scowl and act crazed. She is so arrogant. I mean, did you see that?
Well, I heard your comments yesterday, and only because of what you said yesterday, did last night, I watched on the boob tube, some coverage of it. And I agree 100% with what you had to say. She was scowling. She's scary to look at. What more do you need to say, Alex?
Well, I mean, yeah, I see people that aren't the classic attractive all the time, but if they have a jovial, nice attitude, I find them attractive. I mean, it's almost like a light bulb in somebody. If it's a nice light, they look nice. It can be an old fat man, doesn't matter. But if somebody's evil, I mean, when I look at her, I was getting upset yesterday. They had her on the TV set. There's a TV set. In fact, guys, show them on the document cam. There's a television set in here in the control room and in the broadcast studio. And I was looking at her, and it was just flipping me out that this maggot, this anti-Second Amendment, anti-free speech monster, that my children will live under this witch. And just the power-tripping, arrogant scowl, it was driving me into a rage, Larry.
People, you know, with that type of internal makeup, that internal makeup shows through in their not only their personality but their physical features. So, you know, you weren't looking at somebody that was concealed. You got to see actually who she was, and that's scary.
Well, that's another great point, Larry. I continue. We're going to break here in a moment, but continue with any other quotes out of the thesis. I mean, that was, in fact, reread that. That was so telling.
Let me read the beginning of it. In our own times, a coherent socialist movement is nowhere to be found in the United States. Americans are more likely to speak of a golden past than of a golden future, of capitalism's glories than of socialism's greatness. Conformity overrides dissent. The desire to conserve has overwhelmed the urge to alter. Such a state of affairs cries out for an explanation. She gives the explanation. Why, in a society by no means perfect, has a radical party never attained the status of a major political force?
But now they have with Obama, and you've got, in his book he wrote and on TV, he says he loves Saul Alinsky. That's Chris Matthews. He loves communism. But then if you even call government health care socialism, Chris Matthews calls you a racist. He knows what he's doing. He's using race card to bully you into submitting to his murderous takeover. These people are parasite criminals who want your guns.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Alex Jones here with urgent information concerning TrendsResearch.com. The Trends Journal distills the voluminous ongoing research of the Trends Research Institute into a concise, readily accessible form. By tracking 300 separately defined domestic and international trends, the Trends Journal establishes the connections that others fail to see or misinterpret. Gerald Celente's Trends Journal allows you to anticipate change, recognize the implications, and take protective strategies. Individual readers from every walk of life can put the Trends Journal Trends Forecast and Trends Analysis to practical use. Extra information to keep you well informed throughout the year. When any current event of major social, economic, or political significance occurs, Trends Journal notifies its subscribers of their implications. When you subscribe to the Trends Journal, you'll also receive Trends Alerts. Visit TrendsResearch.com today. That's TrendsResearch.com. Subscribe to the Trends Journal. This information is too important to wait. This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
Hi, folks. This is Alex Jones asking you for a minute of your time to tell you about soap. Not detergents, but good old-fashioned pure soap made by the Calbin Soap Company, a family-owned and operated American company. My family, staff, friends, and radio listeners are constantly telling me how much they love these products for bath, hair, laundry, and dishes. There is nothing like these factory-direct, big-money-saving, triple-concentrated soaps anywhere. Get a free detailed catalog by calling 800-340-7091 or see them online at 5starsoap.com or Infowars.com. Let's talk to the owner of 5 Star Soap, Marty Schachter, and see what he has to say.
As founder and owner for over 63 years, people keep asking me, how's business? I'm happy to say our business is going down the drain. call us at 1-800-340-7091. Or visit our website, 5starsoap.com, for buying our 1 to 2 month soap sampler. Thank you.
Interrupting B-Craft, as I always do, and then my banter. So I want him to go back through her treatise, through her thesis, through some of her other quotes here in a moment, and then I want to play the audio of her before the Supreme Court as the Solicitor General, where she talks about banning books and says, well, we don't have to get that off the books because we haven't ever used it. Well, then why wouldn't you get rid of it? The Supreme Court Justices Scalia and others basically scoriate her on that subject. I want to tell you about some of the sponsors first that made today's radio broadcast possible. One of them is Blue Diamond Gusset Jeans. They got jeans, they got shorts, they've got motorcycle jeans that are very affordable that have Kevlar sewed into them. That's a lot better than leather and a lot cooler. They're made in America, in Tennessee and Georgia. So a lot of you out there say you want made in America. These are the best jeans. Aaron loves them. I bought pairs. They don't rip on you. They're basically double stitched. Just check it out. Diamond Gusset. It's Gusset Clothing, G-U-S-S-E-T, clothing. Gusset. GussetClothing.com. That's GussetClothing.com or 888-8-GUSSET. That's 888-8-GUSSET. They got motorcycle jeans, especially in the summer. People are out motorcycling around. They got their whole line of motorcycle jeans. They got regular jeans. You name it. This is the way to go. Made right here in America. Stop financing your own destruction. 888-8-GUSSET or GussetClothing.com. And lastly, if you don't want to drink all the chlorine and the dead bacteria and the sodium fluoride and all the rest of it, the little socialist control freaks that started out in Soviet Russia putting fluoride in the water and now here in the U.S., that'll learn you scum Americans. You don't love the socialist revolution? We'll just poison your water. Look at them. They're retarded now. There's nothing they can do to us. We're the little pinhead chicken necks. Well, if you don't want your kids drinking the poison these scum are putting in there, go to purewaterfreedom.com. Yeah, we got to start hating these people. We got to start being right out in the open. They hate us. We got to stop just mincing words here. Purewaterfreedom.com. If you want to affordably remove fluoride from your tap water, your whole house, purewaterfreedom.com. They have a full line of household fluoride filters. You can even remove fluoride from every water source in your home, or you can trust the scum like Elena Kagan, because she cares about you and your family, with a whole house fluoride system. And by the way, I have the White House Science Czar's own book about putting stuff in the water to sterilize you. We're not joking around here. Purewaterfreedom.com. All their filters are made in the USA. I know that'll upset the globalists because they got to bring America down first so they can make us all dependent on them. But if we buy American at Pure Water Freedom, that's another good way to stop these creatures. Purewaterfreedom.com. All right, going back to Larry B-Craft. Larry, start over again. I mean, just say you got 5 minutes, closing statements to the jury about Elena Kagan. And you're trying to stop her, and people are calling Congress right now, and they're calling the media, and they're trying to sneak her through. The Republicans are playing possum on this. I mean, they're letting it go through. You got 5 minutes to address the world. What would you say to them about Herr Elena Kagan?
She grew up a socialist. She had a radical brother that introduced her to what a philosophy that was socialism. She investigated that and found that the radical way of life was to her liking. Now, that radical way of life is just like everybody that's in favor of communism. Communism is nothing more than a raw power clique at the top of society. They want to steal from the rest of everybody else. So they go through this brainwashing program to the effect that says, well, you have no rights. You don't even have the right to property. And once you get a populist that's brainwashed like that, the ruling elite can take whatever they want. And they can do with everybody whatever they please. That is the ideas that Elena Kagan loves. She loved it so much. Rather than when she was in school at Princeton, wanting to graduate and confronting the task of writing a thesis, you know, somebody that's going to write a thesis is going to pick a topic that they know they're going to have to investigate, and they're going to do something, they're going to write about something that they like. Elena Kagan a history, a little-known history of socialism, the march towards socialism in New York. And she did a pretty good job investigating historical facts. But when you sit down and read it, you come to the real conclusion that this lady has died in the wool socialism. And if she wrote that at the age of 21, 22, 23, you know that somebody like that hasn't changed their outlook on the world. She still really believes in that philosophy. And the only thing that's changed is she has matured, and her ideas along the same line have only become more profound. That is Elena Kagan. And, of course, you know, most people, you know, I'm a red-blooded American man just like you, and we can take a look at certain women and certain men and make a determination as to their sexual propensities. And that's, of course, what Elena Kagan likes. So not only is she coming from this socialistic background, the legal scholar that she is, and let me just tell you, Alex,
well, even CBS News said that she was a lesbian, and I mean, the point is, if she is one, why not be honest about it?
Well, I'm not saying anything about it, but I just don't traffic with those types of people.
Well, I mean, my issue is that
they live in their own world, but I do
exactly.
Not like,
but when she was in the Clinton administration, she tried to make all her decisions according to that.
Well, if you take a look at what she has that agenda. That is an agenda of a minority here in America. That is not an agenda that is looking out for the best interests of everybody as a whole. She is in there to pursue her own and to protect her own special interests. And if you read her 93 and 96 Law Review articles that she wrote for the University of Chicago Law Review, that is exactly what she wants
to do. It's all she talks about. She's obsessed with it. Instead of cutting my taxes and leaving my private property alone and letting me raise my kids, she wants to come in and brainwash me and my family. She's obsessed with this issue. That's all she cares about. And her and Sonia Sotomayor, I guess, can, you know, go fishing together.
Well, what more can I say, Alex? You just finished it off.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, that's good. How about the gun issue?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Let's get into that.
You know, 2 years ago, right about now, we had the Heller decision came out. Now, I followed the Heller decision as it went up because a good friend of mine, Dane von Breichenbergart, with the U.S. Bill of Rights Foundation in Washington, D.C., his landlord was Dick Heller. And he's the guy that set up the whole Heller case. And when they went through, when they created the factual foundation that would enable them to go to court to litigate the gun ban, you know, Dane is the one that set all that up. You ought to get him on the show. But, you know, I followed all the steps going up through the courts, you know, on the Heller case. Because, you know, I talked to Dane. Well, gee, where are things going on with it right now? And it ultimately resulted in something beneficial. And that demonstrates that, you know, one of the things the freedom movement doesn't do, you know, we have a lot of people just kind of running around. They don't, you know, where to go or what to do. And here's an illustration of something that was successful. They sat down and planned a legal course of litigation, and they carefully planned it and went all the way to the Supreme Court. And guess what? We got the Heller decision. Now, the same thing with the McDonald case. You know, they made a very careful the litigation strategy that has resulted in another favorable, you know, to a degree favorable decision. And I certainly concur with you about what the court is indicating, the limits of the police power. And that's something I want to talk about and mention here in the closing moments of this show. You know, Alex, I see where the gun rights battle is going to go. I think we're going to have to shift over to, you know, while we were dealing with the Second Amendment, and really the Second Amendment, if it's going to be incorporated to the 14th Amendment and made applicable to the states, you know, the Second Amendment, in my view, is not as powerful as a lot of the state constitutional provisions in the same respect.
Now, so you're saying we've got to use the state constitutions against these cities and counties that are out of control.
Absolutely. But the reason why they got to do it up in Chicago is you don't have a constitutional provision for in the Illinois Constitution. But let me read to you the Alabama Constitution, and you will see that this provision is, in my view, and I think you'll agree, that it's stronger than the Second Amendment. It says that every citizen has a right to bear arms in defense of himself and the state. Now, that doesn't have any relationship to the militia. And it also talks about you have a right to bear arms in defense of yourself. Now, the Texas Constitution reads almost identical, except there's an acknowledgement of this thing known as the police power. And I want to discuss the police power in just a second. But the Texas Constitution says every citizen shall have the right to keep and bear arms in the lawful defense of himself or the state. But the legislature shall have power, by law, to regulate the wearing of arms. with a view to prevent crime. Now, you know, that second phrase right there after the semicolon, you know, but the legislature shall have power. You know, that's an acknowledgement. That's a real good description. You know, when a lawyer looks at that and says, that's based on the police power of the state. Now, the police power of the state is something that the Patriot Movement doesn't know anything about, the Freedom Movement. And it's something that we need to really understand the reach and scope of the police power of the state. And when we sit down and study that subject matter, you'll reach the conclusion that the limits, here is one of the limits of the power of the state, the police power of the state. And the state cannot prevent. There is no lawful authority for government to stop the people from doing something beneficial for themselves. The police power of the state extends to those things that protect the health, safety, and welfare of the state for an activity that would harm the health, welfare, or safety of the people. You can enact laws, but then again, there's a whole lot of stupid laws.
And they're always using the welfare clause to basically enslave us, just like they use federally the Commerce Clause. But here's how I read the decision as a layman, and I will defer to you as a very successful constitutional law scholar and constitutional lawyer. But I understand that the suits were good, the reasons for the suits were good. The NRA in both briefings went in and added their own amicus brief that they add on to it that basically agreed, we say you can, restrict guns under the law, you just can't say there's an outright ban here. And, of course, the head of Gun Owners of America has agreed that overall it can be seen as positive that they didn't just outright say you have no right to a Second Amendment, turn all your guns in, but four of the nine did say that in both cases. But now, I heard Violence Policy Center and Handgun Control Incorporated on TV, on radio, both saying, oh, this is great for us. Sure, it says you might have some right under law if the city so chooses, basically, to let you jump through the red tape to allow some people to have guns in some cases. But we're now going to use this in other areas to state that we do have this. You have a Second Amendment. Except when abridged by law. So they see it as the first time the Supreme Court, in my knowledge, is saying, yeah, you got a Second Amendment, and that Second Amendment's a right for us to write a bunch of red tape and make it almost impossible.
Well, that's certainly the thrust of the decision itself, that here you have a right, and there's a police power regulation that can control that right. What I am saying in response to that, hear me out. Let me ask you this, Alex. Can the government pass a law that if a citizen is attacked by, a burglar, that the citizen could not defend himself?
No, they cannot restrain you from a right you already have. That's why we have the right of citizens' arrest, which they're trying to eradicate, because it shows inherent in us, as the top of the food chain in the governmental system, a government for and by we the people. Now, they have tried to pass laws like that in Chicago, and they're now trying to prosecute people, and England does it. And it shows the government wants the monopoly of force, like the mafia, where you've got to go to them to get your insurance, and then they don't provide it. And the courts have ruled that police have no liability to protect you. So I believe that they do not have a right to do that, and the courts have shown that.
Well, the reason I'm bringing this up is to offer, the new ground was a new way of thinking, to change everybody's mindset to start thinking about, a different way of looking at your rights. And if the state simply does not have the right to enact a law that would prevent you from defending yourself when you're attacked by, some criminal, if they don't have that power, then where do they have the power to come along and say you can't use arms in defense of yourself? Because the limits of the state government, the government can't harm the people. Any time that the government comes along and harms the people, it's acting against its power.
No, I totally agree with you. You're absolutely right, and that's a key point you brought up here. Every statistic shows back in the 60s, people were trying to be trendy it was almost 50-50 pro-gun rights, anti-gun rights. Now the polls I see are in the 70s or higher. The momentum shifting. All the liberals I know are out literally buying guns. They've broken their conditioning. The gun culture is back and is really growing. And I think they're horrified and desperately going for everything right now. And I think in their miscalculation and their attempt to really get us down on the ground, that they're going to reveal themselves and that we are going to beat these people. I can feel it. I can see it. What do you see, Larry B. Kraft?
Well, you know, here's what happened in the last couple of years. You know, I've been involved with the organized freedom movement for more than 30 years. I met Tupper Saucy back in 1979, Alex, and I've been with the organized freedom movement ever since. I've seen the good, the bad, and the ugly of the freedom movement. But the movement has grown, and then it's been attacked, and it's, you know, people have fallen out and, you know, gone the way. But what has changed, and I really want to tell you that I believe Ron Paul really started it. You know, when Ron Paul got his candidacy going, you know, that kicked, you know, you could ride around town and people I never knew even knew anything about
it was
Ron
a
Paul
catalyst. It was a catalyst for the final illusion that we're alone to show us just how powerful we are.
Absolutely. And then I think that was a critical in bringing back the Tea Parties. And yes, I would like to think, you know, I really do think that we are on the cusp of reasserting our power and moving forward. But we've got to do it in a very careful, organized way.
And we've got to never stop, and we've got to realize it's life and death. I want to play a clip of a congressman, Congressman King, talking about Obama's birth certificate. As we go to break, we're going to come back and play the Kagan clip of her saying, yes, the government can have laws on the books to ban books. But here's the birth certificate issue coming up.
For their $44,000, that's their share of the national debt. A little baby with ink on their foot, stamped right there on the birth certificate. And there's one in this country we haven't seen, but the footprint on those we have seen, those little babies. Oh, Uncle Sam, $44,000.
You know, regardless of whether he was born in Hawaii or not, and it tends, the way they're acting, it looks like Kenya, and his grandmother does say it. We know he was an Indonesian citizen, and we know that he had to give up his citizenship to do that, and we know his real name's Barry Sitaro. What are we doing having a president who we can't even figure out his real name? I mean, I think that was done by design to set a precedent.
Hey, Alex, you know, the president is part of the enactment of laws. Congress comes along and passes laws. It doesn't become a law, you know, unless there's a, you know, overriding of a veto or, you know, he doesn't take any action. But he signs off on this legislation. And by his signature on legislation, it becomes a law. If we ultimately can prove, and I believe that Barry Sotero is not an American citizen, that then becomes an unconstitutional act, and it has an effect upon every bit of legislation at the federal level. And that may very well be, and that's the reason why, you know, a lot of these people come along and say, you don't need to be talking about the birth certificate issue. You know, to me, it's really, real important because it has an effect upon the legitimacy of the federal government. If we have somebody there that doesn't exercise, is not a lawful occupant of the office, and yet he's participating in enacting laws,
Everything else is a fraud. Larry B. Kraft, stay there. Search his name, Larry B. Kraft, for his website.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
The question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand?
What have we got? A republic or a monarchy?
A republic
is based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
Not democracy, not mob rule, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land. They think they own our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
You are being warned.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so excited to be able to offer you, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the info war. Don't Tread on Me. Order it at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139 and support independent, patriotic, liberty films.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Tropical Storm Alex is forecast to become a hurricane in the next day and to make landfall the next day and a half. It is going to push a lot of oil out of the Gulf that's out in the middle of the Gulf into the Gulf states in the U.S. And Obama is doing everything he can to block the response of this. This is high treason. This is terrorism. He's on record blocking oil skimming ships, one that's from Taiwan that can get 500,000 gallons a day. I mean, this is amazing. And it's all being blocked so that it's the biggest disaster possible so we can get the carbon tax. Don't let a good crisis go to waste. This is high treason. We'll be covering it more tomorrow. Larry Becraft's our guest, but I wanted to play this from the Supreme Court with Elena Kagan, a Solicitor General before them, arguing that the government can have it on the books that they can ban books. Here it is.
If Congress could say no TV and radio ads, could it also say no newspaper ads, no campaign biographies?
The government's view is that although 441B does cover full-length books, that there would be a quite good as-applied challenge to any attempt to apply 441B in that context. And I should say that the FEC has never applied 441B in that context. So for 60 years, a book has never been at issue.
What happened to the overbreadth doctrine? I mean, I thought our doctrine in the First Amendment is if you write it too broadly, we're not going to pare it back to the point where it's constitutional. If it's overbroad, it's invalid. What happened to that?
I don't think that it would be substantially overbroad, Justice Scalia, if I tell you that the FEC has never applied this statute to a book. To say that it doesn't apply to books is to take off, you know, essentially nothing from
this story. We don't put our First Amendment rights in the hands of FEC bureaucrats.
Well, what if the particular movie involved here had not been distributed by
And, of course, the federal government tried to stop a movie about Hillary Clinton that was critical of her, and they did stop it, saying that it criticized her, so it was bad. That's what campaign finance reform is. Restrict our free speech, let offshore corporations give even more money. Here's Bloomberg. Banks financing Mexico gangs admitted in Wells Fargo deal. We'll cover this more tomorrow. Bank of America, Wachovia, others just laundering drug money knowingly. Well, of course, that's why they keep drugs illegal, to keep the price up. But, I mean, Larry Becraft, they're now moving into books. They're now moving into speech. And you know, here she is saying the bureaucrats should be able to decide if you can write a book or not. I mean, this woman's a monster.
I don't disagree with you.
know what she's saying there? When you, she has the mindset. She sat down and wrote two, you know, for the two law review articles that are similar in nature with the same philosophy. You know that that philosophy embeds, you know, is the heart.
She says,
of the
I get to decide. She says, I'm a good person. Inner law review, and I'll decide. You can trust me with the power.
Why would you trust a bureaucrat with anything?
Well, I mean, this is insane. In our system of government, we trust no one with power that's unconstitutional.
You got that on the head. Hit the nail on the head. Hey, we've got to get the word out on Elena Kagan. I don't know whether we're going to have any impact, but you know, let me just tell you, everything that you've done, Alex, is going to is quantum leaps in the direction we need to go, and I want to thank you for that.
Well, Larry Beecraft, I want to thank you, and have you back very, very soon to cover more of these issues. God bless you. Just search the term, Beecraft Briefs, and that'll find your website for folks that want to check it out. We'll talk to you again very soon. Everybody should call Congress. Thank you, Larry. Take care. We need to call Congress. We need to call governors and have them call Congress. We need to call the media and say, is this the new precedent? I mean, a little monster socialist who believes you can ban books and who believes they can, quote, disappear speech and who doesn't believe in the Second Amendment. I mean, we almost lost our Second Amendment by one vote yesterday. See you back live tomorrow. Good job, crew.